If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Kevin and Brian. I love you.
And so what? Yeah, okay.
Does it frustrate you to constantly aim for humor and yet miss so dramatically?
Is it, do you guys, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Leave the comedy to the professionals.
Checking one, checking one. God, goddamn. Check, checking. Check, fuck, check. Pan. Check one, pan. Checking, pan.
Boy, you sure know your comedy.
I realize you guys are funnier when I smoke a fat ass bowl. Blaze it!
Smoking marijuana to blow your mind is like throwing sand in a delicate machine and hoping nothing goes wrong.
Dude. Nah.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This one is bad. Good.
Roll another one. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. Another
I want to be Ralph Garman, if only for a day.
Hooray.
I want to be Ralph Garman, and then I can just say that I've had sex with millions of
roll another one.
You want to get high?
No.
Just like the other.
I think you do, Mom.
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
We're gonna smoke some pot tonight, hot night, hot night.
But don't bogart that joint. Just pass it around. But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Smoke weed.
And now,
Kevin and
Bean.
Bean.
Yeah, we're new.
Our feature presentation.
We had enough. I can walk now.
Yes.
Because I love you so much, baby.
Quite a stylist.
Why can't you see? What you are doing to me when you don't believe what I say.
Bring it home, Wing. You've heard all the rumors about Wing, right?
No, what's going on with Wing?
Coming out during Foo Fighters each night?
Oh,
Foo Fighters.
I haven't heard that.
That would be awesome.
How great is that, huh?
I
think she's gonna do times like these.
You know what's weird about Wing?
And my hero.
Yeah. Is that when I first heard her recordings, and I know you have them all, I thought, well, she doesn't speak English. She's obviously just singing phonetically because she has no understanding at all of how to sing these English lyrics. And
right.
Then we spoke to her on the phone, and she actually does speak English.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dave the King of Mexico, who has a very, very Hispanic accent but doesn't speak Spanish.
Right.
Kind of the same thing. But there's something called, what is it called? It's not phrasing, it's style. What is it?
I think phrasing.
Phrasing?
Actually, yeah.
When a singer can kind of just make it all sound so beautiful, she's just the opposite of that.
Yeah, it's like she doesn't understand how to put a lyric together at all in a song.
That's why I love her.
She seems to be a professional singer. Elvis is so glad he's dead right now.
No kidding.
You have to hear this. But you're done playing it now, though, right?
Wouldn't it be great if you were sitting there in the recording studio and you just hear the guy go, that's it, that's the take, perfect. That's really great. Good job, Wing.
I suspect in the early days of Wing, they tried multiple takes and realized it was a waste of time. So if you get her to sing it once, that's about as good as you're going to get.
She's one take Wing. Is that what you're saying?
One take Wing.
Yeah.
Except
I like that she doesn't think any song is too high for her.
Yeah, true.
No,
that's
I can
true.
Do that.
Oh, who's that person talking that I'm not speaking to, Kevin? Who's in the room with you there?
Oh, don't be a bitch.
Why aren't you speaking to Lisa?
You are such a baby.
Don't even say that name. I don't even want to hear that name anymore, much less talk to
that
her.
That person that's the traffic reporter on our show, Bean, how come you're not speaking? Where did love go?
Don't mention that whore to me.
I'm just saying. I don't want to have anything to do with her because she's wrong.
Is
person.
The picture there, Mike?
Because Lisa, because I sent Lisa a picture of the new hottest girl in the world ever of all time, totally, and she doesn't think so.
She looks like a window licker.
Oh,
like a window.
Her mouth is just kind of hanging open. Either that or she's on serious drugs.
No,
yeah,
that doesn't.
We hate it when their mouth
is open. Look at her. This is Kevin.
New hottest chick in the world of all time ever, totally.
Please.
Oh, Lisa just did it too.
No, I'm just kidding. No, she looks like some people
Something's wrong with her.
Maybe.
Nothing's wrong with her.
Kevin, no, I mean, there may
Kevin,
be
Kevin, most beautiful woman in the world.
She ever of all time, totally.
Wow, that's a tough call. But Lisa, what you don't understand is that there's a fine line between a window licker and somebody who would do anything you suggest with them. And I think she falls into the whole slut sex category.
She's definitely dirty.
Fine line between having a soft mouth that's slightly parted and when this is sort of hanging
it's
open
not hanging
like you can't
open
control
it's
it.
Just getting ready to open wider you know what I'm saying.
Speaking of mouths getting ready to open wider, no. Got something for you to open wide for.
Yeah, open your mouth.
Yeah, but you
open tell. Your mouth.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, just right down here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good right there.
How do you even read the traffic when you're clearly blind, Lisa? That's what I don't understand. Is it in Braille, or how do you even read it?
I don't know how you look at that woman and say, oh, she's the hottest woman in the world.
Well, because you're wrong.
If you hosed her off, which one you need to do.
Well, I'd like to.
I can't even imagine. It's just so much makeup on.
Lisa, there's so many different kinds of hot. There's so many different kinds.
And like, Wing is hot in a whole different way than this chick is, but she's still hot.
You know the
this chick is just pure sex. There's no conversation to be had with her. You don't want her to even speak. You just know that if you went into the bedroom with a chainsaw and some bacon, you know that she would figure out a way to make it work.
I think she's
you know what I'm saying?
Gross. Bean loves Lila from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's complete, but compare those two.
Yeah.
There's like nothing in common. Lila's like this pure, beautiful
A way
girl.
Different kind of beauty.
She's just
way
a
different.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I would spend a weekend with Lila, but I would spend the best 15 minutes of my life with this chick. That's the difference, Lisa.
I think she's gross.
There is the hoe category. And in that category, this girl looks like she might have just finished and getting ready to do things that you know most of us have only dreamt of.
All right, I'm not going to speak to Lisa today. Right, so if I have any comments to say to her, I'm going to send them through you, Kevin.
All right. I'll try and pass them along.
All right.
Morning, so everyone. Tell that whore not to talk so much.
Whore, stop talking so much. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and it is the 8th of double December.
Nice melons.
And anything to talk about besides today's Kevin and Bean Show? Anything
well, just Lisa
night?
Being dead to me, that's all. And the new hottest chick in the world of all time ever, totally. Yeah, that's all I got.
Maybe we should put that picture online.
I think we need to. I'm
and
sure
do
people
another vote?
Want to look.
So people could tell exactly what we're talking about. And I almost could guarantee it's going to go straight down men-woman lines.
Probably.
Obviously, there are, you know, a picture of Brandon Davis. By the way, we need to put that picture of Brandon Davis up.
Isn't that amazing?
Because
what is it?
I'm guessing that most people don't know what Brandon Davis looks like.
Yeah.
And he's been in the news so much with Paris Hilton and the whole fire crotch thing. He is... I don't know. He's Elvis at his worst. Looking.
But he's not that fat now, right, Psycho Mike? That's
he's
previously he looked like
handsome,
that.
Quite a handsome, greasy man.
Yeah, sure. We got to put
he's
that.
He's got to be 310 pounds in that.
We
picture.
Have to put that picture.
It's an awesome
picture.
Is he his
former fatty?
It sure looks like it, man. He's massive in this picture.
Really?
Just
let's put him both up.
Horrible looking. Look at him. Show that to Lisa. Pick up that thing and show it to Lisa.
Can you
just
do that?
Turn it or whatever. There you go. Look at that dude. He is...
Oh, my God.
We just unplugged it.
Yeah,
okay.
Just...
Not what we had...
that went down,
that's
but...
intended.
Where
though.
Was he
that's
fat?
The same guy that Ralph reported we believe went into a bathroom stall with Britney Spears and had sex with her this week, by the way.
Yes. Yes. And that's could be nothing more wrong than that.
That's
but crap. I think it is important to put a picture of him up because we've done so many showbiz stories.
Okay.
About him.
I suspect they went into the bathroom stall to do something different than sex, by
that's
the way.
That's what I'm thinking.
And that's why he's so thin lately.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm thinking they brought a couple of straws in or something, you know? Yeah.
For milkshakes, right. Sure.
Sure.
I understand. Yeah. All right. I'll send both of those photos in to Lightning. We'll try to get them up on the site.
Beautiful.
Okay.
But we do have a huge Kevin and Bean show today because, of course, today is the last day to win your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. It's this weekend, but the good news is, bad news is last chance to win. Good news is you win tickets to both nights.
Yeah, one person. Every single winner that we get gets both night tickets. So you get to go Saturday and Sunday night if you win.
That's awesome.
So we're going to tell you how just after 6 o'clock. We're going to tell you who could earn them. And then all day long today, it's your final chance to win tickets. And if you win those tickets, you get to go to both nights, which is pretty damn cool. So that's coming up this morning. Also, we have this Double December today.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to talk to one more contestant. One of the other ones is, I think, at work or something. We can't talk to the final one.
Oh.
But the voting is still going on. And we're going to, on, I believe it is this morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to have to vote and come up with this year's Miss Double December. This is next year.
That's going to be a fun phone call to make. Let that young lady know that we'll be seeing her tomorrow night at the concert.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we got the movie beat because it is Friday. We'll tell you about the new movies in the theater. We're going to talk about beating drunk driving charges.
Well, just in time for the holidays.
Just in time, because I know we were talking about that story about Rip Torn a little bit back. That's, of course, the guy that was in Dodgeball. He was their coach. He was throwing gigantic wrenches at people, that guy. Funny as hell. He apparently got pulled over for a DUI and got out of it last time because he did the right things to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that. There was also the story of that guy that ate his own underwear to try and soak up the alcohol.
Is that a true story? Did that really happen, or is that just urban legend?
I would like to believe it's true, but I don't think I have any proof evidence that it might be.
And we should mention before the angry emails come in that we're no way encouraging drinking and driving. Don't do that. But we will tell you about some stories of people who did it and somehow didn't go to jail for it.
We're also going to talk to the Hammer, Harvey Levin, on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of stories, including the Brittany and Brandon Davis thing. So that's coming up. And I don't know if you saw, but Native American Indians have purchased the Hard Rock.
What's up with that?
They've purchased the Hard Rock.
I didn't know that.
So they now own the Hard Rock. Everything I think it's everything except for the Vegas Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, right?
I didn't know that. But it does include all the restaurants around the world and all of that rock and roll memorabilia. They have the best collection of rock and roll memorabilia of anyone in the world.
Right.
And the Seminole Indian tribe now owns that.
He could have sold that one, too, but my understanding was Peter Morton sold everything else but kept the Vegas
interesting
thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just hope the Red Man doesn't decide to get back at us by, like, smashing all of Kurt Cobain's guitars and everything else that they could do.
Yeah, sure.
Now that they own it.
We'll show you.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we've got Ralph's Showbiz Beat, which is next.
Ralph Garman is here with our first Friday Showbiz Beat. Ralph, good morning. What's going on?
Could not be better this morning.
Wow.
Could not
why
be happier.
Excellent.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? Because I'm not much of a metrosexual.
Right.
I don't go in for the hair frosting or the manicures or the pedicures or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Or the male waxing or any of that stuff. But I am obsessed with the shave, the perfect shave.
You found the perfect shave?
I am all about shaving. As Kevin knows, I'm very high on a product called Brave Soldier Shower Shave.
Right.
Which is a shave cream specially formulated for use in the shower. And I've fallen in love with this stuff. I can't shave anything else. It makes me nuts. Can't use foam or soap or anything else. Had to take it with me when I travel. I'm obsessed with this.
Right.
And I've been searching for the perfect razor as well.
Now you found
it? My whole life. And I used to think that the multiple blade thing was just a big peeing contest between the blade companies,
right,
you know? Like Schick and Gillette were just trying to piss each other off because they were
started with
a blade.
A double blade, and then Gillette comes out with a triple blade, and then Schick comes out with four blades. I think they're up to six now in the commercials, aren't they?
I thought it was just a pointless exercise.
Right.
Until I tried the Fusion.
What's the Fusion?
This morning I tried the Fusion. The Fusion is the five blade system.
Five blade?
Yes. From Gillette.
Is that the most blades you've ever had?
It's the most blades I've ever had. Lisa, feel my face.
Oh, it's baby smooth.
Oh, it's just like the commercials I've seen.
Is that incredible?
Yeah.
Oh, couldn't be happier with the shave.
You know what
I've been feeling my face all morning. I love this shave. It's the Fusion, man.
You know what I found out,
Ralph? It's the five-blade Fusion. It's better than the Quattro. I used to use the Quattro, now I'm using the Fusion.
Here's what I found out, and I don't know why, but the Quattro, the four-blade system, hurts more for me than the three blade.
You're absolutely right, but wait till you try the Fusion.
Oh.
It's like rubbing velvet on your face. You don't even know you're shaving.
All right.
I don't know. It's the
maybe it's the angle.
The angle or the closeness of the blades. They have to put them closer together to fit it on the blade head. But whatever it is, it's freaking magic.
Okay. All right.
Little things make me happy.
Yes, they do.
You should feel my sack, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Talk about smooth.
We'll do that on the next report.
All right. I thought that was a different kind of shaver.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Talk about smooth.
I thought you had a different kind for
Nope, same thing. Zip, right. Zip, zip, zip. Just up and down. Both.
Wow.
That's my exercise.
Ouch.
There, so. Good stuff. Where's my cameras? What the hell's with my cameras? Where are my cameras?
Oh.
Come on.
Sorry.
It was a perfect morning. I was doing so good. I had a perfect shave. I came in here, and then Kevin.
Hey, it's not me. It's the cameraman. They're not paying attention.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? It's all Jessica. That's not
really?
Not Jessica. It's all Britney Spears and Paris Hilton today.
Yeah.
I got tons and tons and tons of stories about them.
Okay.
Starting with Britney Spears finally publicly speaking about her no underwear stance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Apparently, she's checked in on her website to her fans and is trying to justify and apologize for her recent boozy behavior. It's just been so long since I've been out on the town with friends, she writes. That's why she's going crazy and going out every night.
She just forgets. She's so excited.
Right. It's been
underwear.
Too long. She's just going nuts.
Right, but what does that have to do with underwear?
Well, she says, every move I make at this point has been magnified more than I expected. And I probably did take my newfound freedom a bit too far. Anyway, thank God for Victoria's Secret's new underwear line. I look forward to a new year, new music, and a new me. She says at BritneySpears.com.
So she was surprised that the paparazzi were paying attention to her.
Yes.
That's what you're telling
and
me.
And she was just blowing up some things because she was in a marriage for so long, Kevin. She
That's
had been,
true.
She had been
prison.
Cooped up in a house, just being a housewife for so long that she forgot what it was like to be young and just on the town.
He wasn't even there for the year and a half they were together, however long it was.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And I think maybe that's something you consider before you have two children.
Yeah.
Maybe you still have some partying to do. Maybe it's something you put on the back burner, the whole zygote thing.
Right.
The whole fetal thing. You put that in the back burner.
This is why we say that it's not a good idea for most young women at her age when she had the first one, what, 23? Maybe it's just a little too young to think, hey, I'm going to settle down and start raising kids now.
Just something to think about.
There's still plenty for you to do at that point.
That's all. This is a great story that the Rolling Stone magazine says that Britney wants Justin Timberlake back.
Oh, no.
Yes. She realizes she's made a huge mistake, and she has decided that she 100% wants Justin back. She's telling people she's going to get him back if it's the last thing she does.
Isn't he in a happy 4-year relationship or something with Cameron Diaz?
Childless.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All of the above. However, she's committed now to getting him back.
Is that because he's now successful as a solo artist?
Well, he was before. I think when they were dating, he was still successful.
Yeah, but now he's really kind of taken off with his song, Bringing the Clippers Back.
That's right. Yeah.
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I mean, now that he's doing that, he's a catch.
Now we may know also why Britney was photographed showing her cooch off to the world. Us Weekly magazine says there are rumors amongst people close to the Poontang clan.
Right.
That lewd behavior, showing your crotch off and getting it photographed and published, is part of initiation process that Paris Hilton demands of her friends who pal around with her. Because so far, Lindsay Lohan and Nicole Richie have all been pictured doing the same as the most recent photos of Britney Spears
that
getting out of a car
so...
and showing off her nakedness.
You want to hang out with me? Here's what you this have is, to do.
It's like some weird high school sorority.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's effed up.
Does she slip
vagina?
Does she slip dog food into her spaghetti? Does that happen?
I don't think so.
That's part of the
different
initiation?
Kind of hazing.
Oh.
But they said there's been photos of Lindsay, Nicole Richie, and Britney, and Paris, and someone has told Us Weekly that Paris requires this of her new posse.
How about
her
that?
Posse. And that's posse, by the way. I'm not mispronouncing.
Sure, yeah.
To hang with her, this is what you have to do. You got to get your photo taken coming out of a car, showing it off.
No kidding. That would be awesome if that were true.
I choose to believe that it is. And Lindsay Lohan, have you read excerpts of her drunken emails she sent out to her friends?
No.
New York Post Page 6 published portions of an incoherent, rambling email she sent to her friends and lawyers with several demands. One of which is to get Al Gore to help her.
To help her do what?
Help her do what?
To revive her image and her career.
Al Gore.
Yes.
Okay.
This is from a rambling, incoherent email that they assume she was loaded when she drank, when she wrote. and send it out to her friends and lawyers.
Lindsay, that goes to AA meetings?
Well, wait till you hear the email. You'll realize that they're not taking.
Okay.
Al Gore will help me. He came up to me last night and said he would be very happy to have a conversation with me. If he is willing to help me, let's find out, she says of her lawyers.
Wow.
Also, to rehabilitate her career and her image, the Clintons. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. They would be willing if we just ask. If we just ask, in capital letters.
Is she out of her freaking mind?
Apparently, yes.
Why do they think the Clintons know who she is, much less care what happens to her?
I have no idea. She also says that she wants to release a politically, morally correct, fully adequate letter to the press.
Excellent.
And I'm not mispronouncing that. She spelled it adequate. So those are her plans to recapture her former glory.
Sounds good. I mean, she can get all that to happen. Good luck.
I haven't read the whole email yet, but I'm sure there's a line in there, too. It says, go to AA meetings, but keep drinking. That's another one.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
Yeah. Yesterday, the Grammy nominations came out.
Yes.
Some interesting nominees. Mary J. Blige, this is just her year. She's just blowing up all over the place. I mean, she's always been a popular artist, but she's just nominated for everything, in every category, in every award
show. What does she sing? Does she have a new CD out or something?
She does. She has a new one out, but she had one earlier in the year that was just massive with a couple of big, big hit songs. Oh, okay. I think she won 9 Billboard awards just earlier this week, Ralph. But you're absolutely right. 2006 has been her biggest year ever.
As always, K-Rock artists are underrepresented, shall we say.
Just by a bit.
At the Grammys. Mm-hmm. But here are some of the nominations. Record of the Year, Mary J. Blige, Be Without You. James Blunt, You're Beautiful. That song can't win, can it?
Oh, my God, I hope not.
The Dixie Chicks, Not Ready to Make Nice. Gnarls Barkley's nominated for Crazy, which is cool. And then Corrine Bailey Rae for Put Your Records On. Album of the Year, The Dixie Chicks, Gnarls Barkley, John Mayer, Red Hot Chili Peppers for Stadium Arcadium, and Justin Timberlake. Song of the Year, which I suppose that's for the songwriter, right? Isn't that the difference?
That's
Record of the Year goes to the producer, songwriter goes to the writer. Mary J. Blige, Be Without You. Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel. Jesus, take the wheel and drive her into an embankment. The Dixie Chicks, Corrine Bailey Rae, and James Blunt. And then Best New Artist, James Blunt, Chris Brown, Imogen Heap.
Right.
Imogen Heap, yeah. Corrine Bailey Rae, and Carrie Underwood. This Carrie Underwood, let me tell you something. You can say what you want about the American Idol. It's no joke, people. These people have impact on the entertainment industry when they win this award.
They do.
It's nuts.
It's unfortunate, but they do.
And yesterday, the first hearing was held in a Los Angeles courtroom by the lawyer of the two college students who appear in the movie Borat, who said they have suffered damages to their reputations after appearing in the film.
Yeah, they have reputations.
Yeah. The two students are suing the movie makers because they said they are misrepresented when Borat hitches a ride with them in their motorhome, and they say outrageous things about women and
Psycho Mike, what was your
farmers.
Favorite part of that when they picked him up in the...
When they were
in
playing
the vehicle and they were driving
Twister
to college, what
they played Twister, and they ate the.
Yeah, food. I don't think that was in the movie. I don't think you saw the movie yet.
Mike. No Twister.
Well, I haven't formally seen it.
Informally.
Okay. Sorry, casually.
Ralph, the lawyers are claiming who put those words in his client's mouth that we saw in the movie.
No one, Bean. However,
Jack Daniels, my friend.
He says that the two clients would have never have agreed to be in the documentary had it known it would be shown in the United States.
Oh, sure.
So they can be a-holes in front of a foreign audience, but not in front of Americans. They wouldn't want to do that. My favorite part of the case was revealed yesterday when, of course, they're seeking monetary damages. That's why they're doing it. However, they're also demanding that that scene be edited out from any future releases and DVDs of the film. They want their images cut out of the film.
Wow.
I want more of them. I want a film of just them. I want an hour of him riding around with those drunk a-holes and them telling you how life works.
We'll see all the outtakes of that one.
Forget it, bro. Not, no woman is worth it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kim Basinger, actress.
Oh, yeah.
Lunatic. She's 53 years old today. Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives. She turns 42. Sinead O'Connor. Whatever happened to Sinead O'Connor?
Died.
I think she's a priest now.
Pope.
She was. She's the Pope. She was for a while. Then she put out a reggae album. I mean, it's like every year it's something she reinvents herself and no one still cares.
She's 40 years old today. David Carradine, who, of course, was Chan in Kung Fu. No, what was his name?
Kane.
That's it. And also, of course, in the Kill Bill movies, he was Bill. 70 years old today. And two of our favorites from Lost, Dominic Monaghan, who plays Charlie on that show, and Ian Somerhalder, who played Boone Boone is 28 years old today, and Dominic is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 KROQ. That is one of the bands, of course, playing K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, which is tomorrow and Sunday.
Yes.
We're finally there.
Oh, couldn't come soon enough.
People can still email you about it next week, though, right, Ralph?
I wish they would.
Especially Ralph, yes.
Yes.
You know who rules, though, is Crystal Curtis, because she woke up this morning and thought, wow, Acoustic Christmas this weekend, I don't have tickets. And then she called moments ago when we asked her to, and now she has tickets, and she's going to both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. How about that?
That's what we're doing because it's the final day. So all day today, we're doing differently than we have done in the past the entire time. In the past, we've done Listen for a Song. We've done We'll Tell You When to Call. We've done the Kevin and Bean Ticket Fairies, which is the worst idea ever. We've done games. We've done a bunch of different ways for you to win tickets. Today, you're going to get tickets not only to tomorrow night, but also to Sunday night. You get them both.
You barely have enough time to turn around and scalp them, though, if you win them today. I mean, that really puts the pressure on the person who wins.
You might actually have to go.
We've actually figured out a way to make sure that doesn't happen. So you're going to actually have to go to the shows. We know that that sucks, but we don't want people to scalp them any more than they actually are.
Yes.
All right. What about if you have no luck getting through on the telephones? You always try. You always get a busy signal. How can I earn those tickets today?
If you're not Crystal Curtis.
Exactly. Yes.
So I think start in Throw This Bitch a Bone.
Crystal Curtis. It's got to be a porn name, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
All right. We are giving you the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Scavenger Hunt. And basically what you have to do is we're going to give you a list of items. You have to find them as fast as you can. All of them, if possible. And the first person down to the location where Super Steve is, with all of them, will win both nights. Now,
you want to play the intro?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
We will. I was going to do that just before we go to Super Steve.
Okay.
But basically what we're going to do is if nobody gets all of them, it's whoever gets the most.
Okay.
So you might want to just cut your losses and say, okay, I'm never going to get that. So I'm just going to go down to where Super Steve is and we'll figure it out. It is the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Scavenger Hunt.
Both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert 2006 are sold out.
Fuck.
But you still have a chance to get your tickets.
Cool.
If you can collect all 13 items of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Scavenger Hunt. Good luck.
Remember, when you're successful, they are successful.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, Doe.
Thank you, Doe. Super Steve is on the phone. Good morning, Super Steve.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning. Good to talk to you again. Where are you, my friend?
I'm at 450 City Drive in the city of Orange at the Carl's Jr.
Oh.
And the breakfast is bomb.
Oh, that's good stuff there.
That's Carl's Jr. right there at the block of Orange, 450 the City Drive South, just off the 22 freeway.
Hey, Super Steve, have you ever picked a location for anything you've done in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show that wasn't in the parking lot of a restaurant?
No.
No, why would
that? No.
Why bother?
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, Super Steve, you did this for us last year, and do you remember how crazy it was, the things that people went through to try to get the entire list together? It was really a lot of fun and a lot of creativity in how people win this thing, isn't it?
No, it is. And then the things that they bring to try to bribe me with, you know,
it's
incredible. It's crazy. They're, you know, offering their firstborn, you know, everything.
Yeah, it's not going to work, but if you want to bring Super Steve from food... You know, sure. It might make him a happier guy.
Like Steve, he has more kids, by the way.
Yeah, true.
All right, so give the location one more time, Super Steve, and then we're going to give out all 13 items that are on the list for the scavenger hunt. Where are you?
It's the Carl's Jr. in the city of Orange at 450 City Drive.
Right, it's a block of Orange, just off the 22 freeway.
Now, we've gone out of our way to amass a list of 13 items that have varying degrees of difficulty. Some things you'll be able to get easily. You could go to a 7-Eleven or Save-On, some 24-hour store, and pick it up. Some you're going to have just laying around your house, and some may be nigh impossible to pick up.
And some maybe you get online, whatever. Who knows where you could possibly get them all. But whoever comes up with the most by 8:30, the cutoff is 8:30. So whoever comes up with the most wins, and if somebody comes up with all of them before 8:30 and gets there, they will win automatically.
All right, the list of items is at krock.com, of course, in the Kevin and Bean section. But, Ralph, why don't you lay them out for us?
All right, first and foremost, in honor of My Chemical Romance, we need a chemistry textbook. If you're taking a chemistry class in high school or in college right now and you have your chemistry textbook, boom, you've already got one of the items.
Not any random chemistry book, but it has to be a chemistry textbook from a school class.
Got to be some sort of school-related textbook.
All right.
For Foo Fighters, a toy spaceship. Because, of course, the Foo Fighters were the Air Force pilots who had to go out there in search of UFOs. That's where the name came from. So you have to bring down a toy spaceship. Now, that can be any kind of toy. It could be a little model of the Starship Enterprise from Star Trek or anything along. Any toy that is a spaceship and you've got...
Can they make one out of paper, for example?
No, this has to be an actual toy.
All right.
For Seosin, you have to have a to-go carton of Chinese food. You know, those little to-go cartons, little sure. with the little wire handles, little cardboard cartons.
Does it need food in it?
Or has just... to have food in it, yes. Okay. Has to have food in it. It could be leftover food, it could be new food, it could be whatever, but there has to be something in there that is Chinese food.
I have that in my fridge right now.
So I figured a lot of people might. Just
I have
go
in my fridge right now.
Sure. Well, pick out your leftovers and bring them on down. So if you got that, you got the third one.
That's three.
For Papa Roach, we need a Roach Motel. Now, I want the real deal, the real Roach Motel, not something that, you know, it's sort of like a roach trap that you buy. It's got to be the original Roach Motel by Black Flag, even though they're not playing.
Has to be that company.
Yes.
All right.
Angels and Airwaves, an angel Christmas ornament. Could be the angel you put on top of your tree. Could be something you hang on there, but it's got to be an angel Christmas
ornament.
Can they
make it out of paper?
No! Stop asking me about paper.
People always do this. They come down and go, hey, it's an ornament.
No, it's got to look like something that came off a tree. It's got to be an actual angel Christmas ornament for the Christmas season. Panic at the Disco, a mirrored disco ball.
Okay.
Any size.
Okay.
Could be
some
disco
have
size.
Those, yeah, some people have those hanging from their rearview mirror in their car.
Sure. Exactly. My thoughts exactly, Bean. For Beck, we need a VHS or DVD copy of the movie The Warriors, starring Michael Beck. The Warriors, of course, very popular film about the gangs in New York. And Warriors, come out and play. If you've got a copy of that at home, or you know a 24-hour video store you can rent one from, then you've got that one.
That's
covered.
Seven.
For Fallout Boy, we want a piece of Radioactive Man Simpsons merchandise. Of course, Radioactive Man is the superhero character from The Simpsons, and Fallout Boy is his sidekick.
Right.
That's where the name comes from. So if you've got a Fallout Boy t-shirt, a Radioactive Man t-shirt, Radioactive Man comic book, poster, toy, anything from The Simpsons, but the character Radioactive Man has to be represented.
What if they draw Radioactive Man on a piece of paper?
I'm going to hit you so hard. For Gnarls Barkley, we want an NBA trading card of Charles Barkley.
Of course.
If you've got a trading card of the round mound of rebound someplace in your trading card collection, you know, if you collect baseball and basketball cards, if you've got a basketball card of Charles Barkley, bring that on down.
All right.
What if we draw off Charles Barkley's face on a piece of paper?
No. For Snow Patrol, a snow globe. You pick them up in airports all over the world.
Sure. Of any kind.
Sure. The assistant whore, Alex, has a rack of snow globes there in the office.
She's got a beautiful rack of globes,
hey,
I'll tell you that.
Why ought to... She wants revenge. You need a photo of Lorena or John Wayne Bobbitt.
That, for those of you who don't know, is the guy, is a woman who cut off his penis.
Because she wanted revenge.
Yes.
And she cut off his penis and threw it out of a car window while she was driving away from the scene of the crime.
Yes, she did.
And they found it and they reattached it. And they made him Franken-penis.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
And then
did
he
got
torn, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah. I felt bad for John Wayne Bobbitt until we met him, had him as a guest on the show, and then I was glad it happened to him.
Yeah, then Bean wanted to cut his penis off again.
Yeah.
For Plus 44, any of the terrific Vicks Formula 44 family of cough and cold care products.
Has to be Vicks.
Has to be Vicks Formula 44, not just Vicks. It's got to be the Formula 44 family of products.
All right.
They make cough syrups, they make lozenges, they make all kinds of throat sprays, but it has to be... Has to be Formula 44.
Hey, Gene. Hey, Gene. I got a throat spray for you.
Yeah, I thought you might. That's why I started laughing before you even got to the microphone.
And that's it. That's all 12,
right? No, we've got a bonus.
A bonus.
It was so popular the last time we did this, the kids demanded we bring it back. In honor of Incubus playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, you have to bring down an Incubus.
And what is an Incubus?
What could be more self-explanatory, Kevin? It's a bus with ink all over it.
So you have to just find any kind of a bus and draw on it with ink.
Exactly.
Okay. Can you draw a bus?
No, you stop
on
with
paper?
Drawing on paper.
These people are going to ask these questions.
No, if you have like a small toy school bus or a VW bus or something and you want to write all over it with a Sharpie, if you own an actual bus, if you're a school bus driver and you want to pour ink over your own bus and drive it down to the location, that would also count. It's got to be a bus with ink on it. It's got to be an inky bus.
Now, that's 13 items, and that is...
You know what else we'll accept? If you have a small action figure of Jerome Bettis...
And you
want to draw ink all over him with a Sharpie?
Okay.
We'll accept that, too.
His nickname was the bus.
He was the bus, so I'll give you another option for the inky bus.
So that's 13 items. We're fully aware that somebody might not get all of them. So by 8:30, when the cutoff time is, whoever has the most wins. So don't not go down there if you only have 12 out of the 13. Go down there to Super Steve.
I think 12 out of 13 would be a winner, quite frankly.
I think it would, too.
I do, too. Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for between now and 8:30. If somebody gets there with all of the items, the first person that does that wins and the game is over automatically.
They're a freak if they do that.
And you get both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets.
Now, if you don't have a pen or pencil handy while we were talking about this list, don't worry about it. We have posted the list of all 13 items up on krock.com. I believe it's on the Kevin and Bean page, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. That's correct. And the location where Super Steve is at the Block of Orange, too. So all the information you need at krock.com. Like Kevin said, if someone shows up with all the items, they automatically win. Otherwise, whoever's got the most with Super Steve in that location at 8:30 this morning, you win tickets. By the way, I don't think we've mentioned in the pit for both nights this weekend. How about that?
Wow.
That's the prize today.
Oh, I should have made this so much harder.
All right, so there you go. It's the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Scavenger Hunt, and it's on now.
Big news yesterday. One of the landmark hotel and restaurant chains in the world was sold to a surprising new owner.
Yeah, the Hard Rock Cafe chain, including a massive collection of all the rock and roll memorabilia that they own, was sold to American Indian Seminole Tribe of Florida for $965 million.
Oh, my God.
So they bought all of them.
They already have that college football team. What more do they need?
That's some money to burn.
So now they own them all. They own 124 Hard Rock Cafes. They own 4 Hard Rock Hotels, 2 Hard Rock Casino Hotels, and 2 Hard Rock Live concert venues.
Wow.
Okay.
So we're just curious how things are going to change and if they will. And we have a representative from the Seminole Tribe on the line. We have Chief Dripping Stick. Is that true?
Oh.
Well,
how?
What? How? Yes. What? We were asked.
How?
Oh, that's how you say hi. He's saying hi.
How?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
How back?
How did you get that nickname,
brother?
Hollaback. Sexy back. Chief Dripping Stick. How did you get that name?
We not tribe. The medicine man examine you before he give you name.
Right.
I have bad case of clap.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you got a dripping stick. I see.
Man.
They call me Chief Dripping Stick.
That's all right.
I understand.
Little penicillin, me all better.
Well, that's good news. A lot of people get concerned when businesses change hands because you think, well, the new owners are going to come in and they're going to totally, you know, change things up, do things their way. Do you plan to make a lot of changes to this Hard Rock Cafe organization? Because it seems like they've been very successful doing what they're doing.
Many moons have passed since we tried to make deals to buy Hard Rock Cafes. Now that we own them, many heat big changes be made.
Oh, you're gonna make changes? Okay.
First, we call it Cafe Rocking Hard.
Cafe Rocking Hard. Okay.
Because that's just the way we roll.
Okay.
That's also, all rock and roll memorabilia out the door.
Are you
kidding? What they're famous for?
We only keeping stuff from famous Native American singers.
Like who?
Like Cher. And Wayne Newton. And okay. Bertha Kitt.
Right.
And but, Rita Coolidge.
But right, but Chief, I think a lot of people
did you
go
know
to
Tori Amos is part Cherokee?
No.
What?
I didn't know that. But
she
it's still,
stays. It, everything okay. else go. Especially but, the ones with faces dark as moon shadow.
Chief, a lot of people go because they want to see the Beatles and they want to see Jimi Hendrix. They want to see Kurt Cobain and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, those kinds of acts. They don't really go to see Rita Coolidge.
Kurt Cobain, we need him scalp.
Yeah, that's not as available.
You got scalp?
That's not as available, no.
No, we get rid of all you white-faced.
So you bought 70,000 pieces of memorabilia, and what are you going to do with all of them?
Burn.
Burn them.
Burn, baby, burn.
Wow.
Big campfire. Me smoke 'em peep pipe.
That's not good.
Me laugh at monkeys tambourine burning.
Well, no one blames you there, Chief.
We only want cafe for one thing.
For what?
Buffalo wings.
For buffalo wings?
Damn, they're good buffalo wings. We can't eat enough of them.
Right, but Chief, couldn't you just go to a Hooters or a restaurant that has them and enjoy them there?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, white man?
Well, I'm just asking.
Well, what Kevin is saying is why spend $965 million if you just got a craving for buffalo wings? You can get those for about $3.
We got money to burn, bitches.
I guess you do, yeah.
We own casinos.
Yeah.
We take over soon, Paleface. You be sorry for giving us blankets with smallpox.
Here's the thing about the Seminole Tribe, which I did not understand until I read this. They are the only tribe that has never signed a peace treaty with the United States.
That's right, bitches.
Really?
So that doesn't sound good.
Are you like me now? Once first we own Rocking Hard Cafes.
Right.
Next we take over something else.
That
makes
sounds
you
like
very
quite a
angry.
Sounds like quite a business plan, Chief.
We need to have some sort of war council figure this whole thing out.
Yes. You haven't gotten together first. Let's see who's going to be there, shall we? We have one more person to talk to for Miss Double December. Then later this morning, we're going to announce the winner of this year's Miss Double December contest.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Nice melons.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my penis is hard.
I've been waiting all week for this interview. I got to tell you, Lauren A. You can see her picture at KROQ.com. Go to the Kevin and Bean section. She is one of the 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2007. Lauren, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
So you're a makeup artist and you're on a set right now?
Yes, I am. I'm actually sitting in my car because I want to wake up my roommate.
Excellent.
What kind of, when you're makeup artist, you do stuff for print ads or TV, movies, commercials, what?
I do all sorts of things. Like, this is my second movie. I've done commercials. Mm-hmm. I've done stuff for print. I have done a couple of porn stars. And
hey, I'd like to see you. I'd like to see you do a couple of porn stars.
You know what I'm saying,
Lauren? Well, that's awesome because we've talked to some girls this week who really have no. They're so hot they don't even think about getting a job. So I'm actually impressed. you're out there working, particularly this time of day. Why'd you apply to be Miss Double December 2007?
Oh well, basically, I don't know. I've had these breasts all my life, and mm-hmm. I figured that. They're beautiful, and why not share them with all the K-Rock listeners?
That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Are you telling me that these are natural?
Oh, yeah.
Are they? Are you actually a double D?
I'm actually a double D, sometimes a little bit bigger.
Sometimes a little bigger.
Oh.
Wow. When somebody tells us that they are real, we do have to have you submit to a taste test. I'm very sorry about that.
I didn't
know you can tell that way.
That's
wow.
just a natural way to do it.
Really?
That's
wow.
all.
I've never heard that
all right.
Before.
What's what celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? You put MacGyver or Gilligan? Those seem to be at the two opposite ends of the spectrum of being able to get you off the island.
Here's why I love Lauren, though, because like me, it's obvious that her only reality exists in television.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we definitely have in common there. The title of your autobiography would be Boobies, The Untold Story. I can see why. Here's the question I've been dying to ask you all week, Lauren, since I saw your profile. The most unusual place you've ever made whoopee. Now, we've had answers, you know, like at work or in the butt. I mean, we had a lot of good answers this week from
home,
ladies.
Home plate on a baseball field.
Right.
Yep.
Yours is in my ear.
Yeah.
Please tell us that's a joke.
Well, you know, kind of. It wasn't like I had sex in my ear or anything. It's that more, you know, a little bit more of foreplay and a little quick turn to the right. And
I got you.
Okay. All right. It's just one of those unfortunate circumstances. I got you.
I got you.
All right.
Like
if you were a
unfortunate story.
What song would you like to strip to? It's Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith. That scares me, and I have
that
to ask.
That scares me, too.
You don't have a penis, do you?
No, I don't okay. have a penis, but I would like the audience to maybe think that I did, so I'd be laughing the whole time.
Yeah, that's not funny to us.
Yeah, that's bad. That's called bad
it's
surprise.
It's all about me.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? To know when a guy has a small wee or not, so I don't have to discover his small wee when it's too late and have to end up giving a tiny H job out of tiny weenie pity. Wow.
She gave that some thought.
I like that she doesn't run from. She actually just goes ahead and finishes things off, just
yep.
even though.
Well, it's the least you can do.
All right.
It's the least you can do. All right. So, Lauren, how recent are these photographs? There's you in a pink halter top that's fantastic, and then there's you making love to a strawberry with whipped cream. How old are these pictures?
Okay, the pink top was just the other day because I don't have a lot of photos on hand, so that was like, I'm in the bathroom in a pink bikini, here you go real quick.
Okay.
And then the strawberry was actually, my friend Priscilla is cropped out of that one, and we were modeling for our friend Sandra, who was doing a lesbian club, and that was going to go on the flyer.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I
don't know if you hear this, but the strawberry picture, and again, folks can go to KROQ.com, click on Kevin and Bean, see all 10 girls. You look so much like Alicia Cuthbert from 24 in that picture. Do you ever hear that?
I've heard that one before. I get a lot of different things depending on how I style my hair or whatnot.
But. Right. Totally. All right. So Lauren A. is one of the 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2007. I'm glad we got a chance to talk to you this week, Lauren. And
one more thing before we wrap things up. Pregnant?
Oh, no, me and Russell Crowe, we broke up.
Okay.
So.
Just checking. In the last hour of this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be calling back the winning girl. And of course, voting is enabled. The K-Rock listeners have been voting by the tens of thousands all week long at K-Rock.com. And Lauren, we wish the best to you. I hope we talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Take your taste buds to Wiener Schnitzel for a Polish sandwich featuring a Polish sausage, pickle spear.
Let's slow that down a little bit. Speaking of sausage.
All right, Simmons, that's fine. Swiss cheese and mustard served on rye bread for only $1.29. It's only at Wiener Schnitzel. We're pushing the boundaries of taste. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Lisa was trying so hard to get that out before Gene heard. Gene stepped up.
5 till 7 now. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin, the hammer from TMZ.com, just after the top of the hour. First, it's time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
Congratulations to Pamela Anderson.
Got married again?
She is,
pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant
and married.
She is making her 12th appearance on the cover of Playboy magazine.
Wow.
Is that an all-time record?
I believe it is. Yeah. She will be appearing on the cover of the January 2007 issue. It's a record 12th time on the cover, and she'll also have a 10-page nude pictorial on the inside.
Well, okay. I mean,
and sometimes you go back to your roots.
She has to do it.
She will look hot.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. Yeah. I would wreck that chick.
Good year. She starred in Borat, the smash hit of the year.
Right.
She was in that with Sacha Baron Cohen. She's going to be on Playboy. And she dumped Scrawny McHatt. So it all worked well.
Scrawny McHatt.
Yeah, that's his new rap name.
Okay.
Scrawny McHatt.
Kid Rock performed on those Billboard Awards the other night, and he's still terrific performer. Very energetic on stage. I still enjoy him.
He doesn't enjoy you.
Okay.
No.
American Idol people in the news. You know, you got Jennifer Hudson, of course, who is starring in the Dreamgirls movie. You've got your Carrie Underwood, who is nominated for 4 or 5 Grammys.
Yeah.
She just picked up some Billboard awards.
Yeah.
And now Elliot Yameen has announced he is just...
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her.
I don't think Elliot is a girl.
Oh, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Sorry.
He's just announced he had $50,000 worth of dental work done.
Snaggletooth
is no longer snaggy.
Oh, good for him. That's a lot of money.
$50,000.
Well, it was that's the value of the work he had done, but the dentist donated his services.
Wow.
Beverly Hills dentist David Fry said he just couldn't look at that face anymore. No. He said he wanted to step up, and he said he wanted to help him out. So the work that he did took over 20 hours to perform over the course of several months. And was valued at about $50,000 in dental work and porcelain veneers, but apparently he's got a perfect smile now.
Can that dentist call Jewel while he's at it?
Stop.
Get it out.
No, Jewel is hot.
Creepy.
She is hot.
She's
so hot.
It makes me crazy.
The snaggle tooth.
No,
seriously.
No, it's kind of like that unique little thing that's got a thing about her.
Just like Katherine Heigl.
Distracting.
Yeah,
kind of like a strange smile, but great.
Yeah. You see the commercial for the man rules?
I don't think so, no.
You know,
they sit around the board?
They sit around the table, and they're in that glass room, and Burt Reynolds, and who's the undercover brother?
Eddie Griffin.
And the race car driver, that's her boyfriend, is in it. And so she comes up to the thing and, like, knocks on the window. It's time for him. He goes, oh, guys, I got to go. Burt Reynolds' like, you know, there's no leaving the man law table when just because your girlfriend calls. And he goes over to her, and she, like, waves to him. He goes, all right, we can go. It's very hot in that commercial. Kevin Federline will be making yet another appearance on WWE Wrestling.
Yes.
January 1st. This time, he's actually going to be wrestling John Cena.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
But he's not.
But he is. So maybe he'll die. That'd be good.
Yeah.
And Spice Girl Melanie Brown. She was scary.
She still is scary.
She's fired back at her ex-boyfriend, Eddie Murphy, who told an interviewer earlier this week that he wanted to see the results of a DNA test before admitting her child was really his.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how she feels. She says she's distressed over the comments and upset. I'm astonished at what Eddie said. There's absolutely no question that Eddie is the father. The baby was very funny when it was younger and got increasingly less funny as the pregnancy went on.
No, she didn't say that. I added that for her.
And maybe now we know why... Paris Hilton wants to show her naked cooter to everybody.
Yes.
Us Weekly magazine interviewed her waxer.
No, they
What does it come to in the world of celebrity journalism now where magazines are interviewing the people who put wax on celebrity coochies?
Wow.
Her name is Cindy Barshop. She runs the Completely Bare Salon in New York City. And here's her explanation for why Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Nicole Richie all are showing off their privates these days. Paris is a customer of ours. We do see Paris for bikini waxes. I feel that if you do a completely bare wax, you feel cleaner, more comfortable, and more groomed. It just seems a little sexier. And I think that's why they feel comfortable enough with their bodies that they can skip underwear. And oops, if they happen to flash someone, it's not as embarrassing because the area is groomed.
That's hot. That is hot.
So there you go. Now you know why.
How about that?
All makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
Apparently Joel Madden has rebounded from his relationship with Hillary Duff pretty easily. He's already dating Nicole Richie. It is high school. It is freaking high school with
totally
these people.
Is.
Wow.
And Paris Hilton has announced after hanging out with Britney Spears and her children, her new goal is to be married and have children within the next 3 years.
Have more children?
No, Paris Hilton says after hanging out with Britney and Britney's two kids.
Great. Okay,
that her new goal is to be married and have her own children within the next 3 years.
Excellent.
By the way, I got a copy of that Lindsay Lohan email I was talking about earlier.
Yes.
We don't have time for it here, but in the next Showbiz Report, in about an hour, I will be reading you more excerpts from an incoherent, rambling email that Lindsay Lohan sent out to her friends and lawyers talking about how she can rehabilitate her career and her image.
Excellent.
One of the moments, we'll get more into it in the next hour, but she writes, Al Gore will help me. He came up to me last night and said he would be very happy to have a conversation with me. If he's willing to help, let's find out. So Al Gore is going to step in and maybe, you know, clean up her image.
Wow.
How hard is she trying to rehabilitate her image if she's out partying with Paris Hilton and Britney Spears? I mean, seriously, isn't that is her image, and that's still what she's doing nightly.
I don't have an answer for you, man.
At the end of that memo, she put,
if you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Wow. David Carradine from Kill Bill.
Hi.
He was Bill in Kill Bill. Also, he was Kane in Kung Fu, the classic TV series. He's 7 years old today as we look at the celebrity birthdays. James MacArthur, who played Danny on Hawaii Five-O. Book him, Danny. Book him, Dano.
I think it was Dano, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that coming out on DVD?
Pete is so obsessed with Hawaii Five-O.
Love Hawaii Five-O.
Anyway, Dano is 69 years old today. Kim Basinger, actress, is 53. Phil Collin, the guitarist for Def Leppard, is 49 years old today.
That guy rules.
Yeah. Remember he was with Genesis, too? He was good. The guy gets around.
That's a different guy.
What?
He lost an arm in a car accident and kept drumming.
Oh, that was Rick Allen. But, too.
Oh, damn.
Imagine a one-armed guitarist. Now, that would
that
be
would
something.
Be awesome.
That would be impressive. Drumming, whatever. I want to see a one-armed guitarist hold the fretboard with his mouth.
you can mention any guy in Def Leppard and Kevin automatically thinks he's got one arm.
Yeah. They all do, right?
Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives, 42 years old today. Sinbad O'Connor. I don't know him. Oh, I'm sorry. Sinead O'Connor. 40 years old today. Dominic Monaghan from Lost turns 30. And Ian Somerhalder, also from Lost, until he got killed in that plane crash. It was all Locke's fault. Remember that show used to be good?
Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
I still like it.
28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's go to Harvey Levin, a frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Harvey.
Hey, guys, before I start,
yeah.
Can I tell you a little quick story?
Uh-huh. Of course.
So, a couple of days ago, I gave a speech, and I was asked to speak these, you know, lawyers have to take these continuing education classes.
Right.
So, all of these lawyers at the studios had to take this course and get credit, and they asked me to lecture them.
Wow.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making these, like, gazillion-dollar deals, and my biggest claim to fame last week is a beaver shot, right?
And you're the authority.
So, like, I'm like stressing about what am I going to talk to them about, and how I'm. So I prepare this thing, and I do this whole thing on invasion of privacy and defamation of character. So I give this speech, and this woman's hand just shoots up, and I'm thinking, yeah, like, I can answer this question. And so she looks at me and she says, "So, like, do Kevin and Bean call you, or do you call them?
That's awesome.
And that made you proud or cry?
Well, at least I can answer it.
Harvey, at the beginning of 2006, let's say you went back a year ago today even, did you ever imagine that TMZ would be the most visited entertainment online website in the world?
No, I mean, this has been crazy. This has just been unbelievable.
You know what else is weird about Harvey? We were talking about Psycho Mike and I were talking about this while we were hanging outside the window of Harvey's office.
Yes.
And that is that he's, it seems like to us, as far as our memory serves, he's never been wrong, Harvey. He doesn't go out on a limb that I've ever noticed. You don't
and then have to apologize later and say,
yeah, it seems like your information is rock solid.
I mean, we try to be, I mean, the whole idea of this thing was to be like a real news organization. And it, you can cover entertainment just like you can cover politics.
Right.
You know, it's still got to be accurate. But there's a lot of stuff out there. By the way, Wesley Snipes just got arrested.
Oh, tell us about Wesley Snipes. Now, is this the story where he didn't pay his taxes for several years, that he was out of the country?
He was in Namibia shooting a movie, and he just, like, just a half hour ago landed at Orlando International Airport, and the feds took him into custody, and he got arrested.
Did he turn himself in? Did he let them know he was coming?
The airport.
How about that? So they were keeping a close eye on him, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Harvey, these days, a lot of your life revolves around Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan, and Brandon Davis, which is got to be bizarre. Ralph was reporting last hour that Britney on her website now says maybe she has been overdoing the partying, celebrating a little bit too much her divorce, and it's time to tone it down a bit. What do you think's going on in her pretty little head right now?
Did you guys read it?
I did not. No, I just heard Ralph's report.
It is, as you say, spectacular. Yeah. It really is. No, I mean, it was brilliant. I mean, she's basically making fun of herself, and she's saying, look, I haven't celebrated my birthday in 2 years. I've kind of been off the radar, and I party too much. And thank God for Frederick's Hollywood, because I can buy panties now.
Yeah.
And she made fun of herself, and I think it worked. I think it really, really worked.
Harvey, when a person like that who is so high profile gets one picture taken of them without underwear, it seems to me, if you have been followed by the paparazzi as much as she has, that that's not a surprise to her, and it's maybe not even not planned. I mean, to me, it seems like, especially 3 times in a week, I mean, that's her going, hey, world, check me out.
Of course she knew.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? She probably figured this was good for her image, and it was a bad judgment, and I think she's, I gotta tell you, to this day, still, she is gold on this, on TMZ. The most popular celebrity ever.
Uh-huh. Well, we just saw that Yahoo list that they release every year, the most searched for celebrities, and what has she been, number one for 6 out of the last 7 years or something like that?
And I mean, literally since the day we turned our lights on, we can do anything with Britney Spears, and it will be the number one video of the day.
How about that? I'm going to ask you a couple of Lindsay Lohan questions. If you're just joining us, Harvey the Hammer Levin on the line from TMZ.com. First of all, it's kind of sad, even though she's a celebrity and we love to make fun of her, it's kind of sad how public her attendance of Alcoholics Anonymous has been. How serious is she? Did she just go to a meeting, or is she really in some sort of a program, or what do you think's going on with this 20-year-old?
You know, I don't know, and that's one of the things that I don't really talk about, because it just seems to me that there are boundaries, and to me that's one of the private boundaries that I just don't want to get into. It's the yuck factor for me. You know, there are reports that she's doing it. She's got troubles. I mean, if you look at her life and how she grew up, you know, her parents were at war, her dad was in and out of jail, she became a celebrity way too young, too fast, made too much money, and really didn't have any grounding, and I think she's in trouble.
Interesting. And what about this new apparently drunken email where she talks about how she can rehab her image and she's going to contact the Clintons and Al Gore as her pal? What's that all about?
Okay, well, let me tell you about that, because this is hilarious. I mean, she wrote this really inarticulate, inartful email and to all of her friends, and she was saying that she ran into Al Gore at a party, at this GQ party, and Al Gore said that he would help her resurrect her image and also attack the media, and that if she wanted to get Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's help for the asking, she'd get it.
Wait, why would Al Gore say any of that?
Oh, no,
her?
But I got to tell you, this is hilarious. So we called up Al Gore's office yesterday.
Okay.
And he ran for the hills. I mean, he was just like, I saw Lindsay at this party, and yeah, there were hundreds of other people there too.
Oh, I see.
So,
yeah, don't tie me to
Hillary
her.
Clinton's office.
I gotcha.
And she would not comment on Lindsay Lohan. And so then we called Barack Obama's office.
Yeah. Just because you're on a roll?
And we wanted to know if Barack Obama thinks that it would be a good idea for Hillary Clinton to talk to Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, come on,
and he
Harvey.
He wimped out. He wouldn't give a statement on it.
Ralph is here. Ralph, you got something to add to this particular...
Yeah, Harvey, speaking of Lindsay, looking back over the year, the great work you guys have done over there at TMZ.com, it made me think of that story you guys run on these nightclubs that are letting these underage drinkers, celebrities, into their clubs and drinking in them. And I was wondering if anything further in the investigation has been going on with that, because I look at Lindsay Lohan going into a program for alcohol treatment at 20 years old, and I think someone's got to be responsible for letting these kids drink and having these problems in these nightclubs like Hyde and all these other hot spots.
You're absolutely right. And look, I don't know if you remember, but I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, we got a shot of Jesse McCartney drinking beer inside one of the clubs.
Right, yes.
And that supposedly set off this big investigation because the state is supposed to crack down on this stuff. But what the state does is they go after these little mom-and-pop liquor stores, you know, in Reseda, but they don't go after these big clubs because it's big business. And these clubs, if you get Lindsay Lohan in there and Jesse McCartney, it's going to be a draw for a lot of other people. And it's been this dirty little secret for a long time. And the state agency says they're cracking down, but it's baloney. I mean, they knew about it. They just weren't doing anything until we did a story, and then they pretended like they were investigating, and then they went away again.
So they really do just look the other way because celebrities are better than we are. I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
All I'm saying is that there are certain little liquor stores where the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, they have done undercover busts there 2 and 3 times in 1 year.
Right.
And they've never busted a lot of these clubs.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about it. That. 7-Elevens, too.
Yeah, Ralph's been there. Harvey, we're almost out of time, but what do you got planned for the holidays? Do you ever take time off, or are you always walking around with pagers and cell phones just waiting for the next big scoop?
I'm going to Mexico for a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
With a video camera, I'm sure.
Yeah, who's down there? Who are you stalking, Harvey?
Yeah. Harvey's going
to
get off the...
Nobody. I can't go anywhere anymore because, like, nobody will talk to me.
Harvey told us when we were in his office that he doesn't stalk anybody.
I don't stalk.
And he doesn't ambush anybody.
You ambush me.
I did.
Well, Harvey,
you really want to talk.
I know.
We probably won't speak to you again then before the Christmas break, but seriously, we can't thank you enough for all the time you've given us in 2006.
Hey,
Harvey,
it is. Can I ask you real quick?
Yes. Sure, of course.
The girl won that contest yesterday?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
The girl won the contest. She was singing. You're talking about the singing one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they started singing at 6:45, and they sung continuously. We kept going back to him, And the guy, finally, like 8:45, 2 hours later, the guy was just gone. We tried to call his cell phone. Gone. Wouldn't answer. So
I can't believe it, because she was out of gas, like, after the first minute.
Like 5 minutes into
it,
yeah.
She actually built up steam, I think, as she continued, and he started to wane. So, slow and steady wins the race.
That's right.
And by the way, Monique Wyke from Inglewood is who Harvey's talking about, who won that contest yesterday. You got to remember that they're on the line and they're just, for the most part, singing to themselves, standing in their house singing to themselves because they're not talking to us. They have no idea what their competitor is doing, what the other contestant is doing. So, I mean, that has got to be a difficult contest to win, and she definitely persevered for 2 solid hours in one, so we'll be seeing her this weekend. Harvey, are you coming to the shows? Will we see you this weekend?
I'm going to Mexico, dude.
Mexico. Will you
I didn't know when you were leaving. Okay, all right. Fine, thank you.
Easy, man. Take it easy. Harvey,
okay. Come on. Listen, I love you guys.
Hammer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we love you too. TMZ.com. Thank you. Bye now.
So what about actor Rip Torn, who's one of my favorites, by the way? He won an Emmy for his work as the producer of The Larry Sanders Show. He played the character of the producer on that show. He was in the Men in Black movies, the Dodgeball movies. I loved him in Defending Your Life. He was in that. He has had a problem with the bottle over the past couple of years. He got out of a drunk driving charge 2 years ago in New York City. And from what I understand from what Ralph said, his technique at the scene was to refuse to take the breathalyzer test.
Right. You don't take it then. You say, I refuse. But then the cop says, then I can take you in. And yeah. You say... All right, because then there's a certain amount of time that lapses before you actually have to take some kind of a test to see if you're drunk.
And you metabolize some of the alcohol.
Exactly.
Right. And then somebody brought up, and I have heard this, but to me it sounds like an urban legend or just anecdotal. I can't imagine this actually works, but was there an actual story of somebody eating his underwear to try to somehow stop the blood alcohol level from being high in his body?
We heard that.
There was a story.
How does that work?
Oh, I remember the story very clearly because I kept trying to get you guys to talk about it, but I don't know for sure if it's true, but I think the idea behind it was he had a lot of alcohol in at the time. So if he were to eat his own underwear, which, by the way, sounds awful, It would sop up some of the alcohol, supposedly.
But it's not going to take alcohol out of your blood because you have cloth in your stomach.
But it might take it out of your stomach. I don't know. I'm just saying the story was that's what the guy did.
You're not thinking straight when you're drunk.
No.
I think his intention was he thought there was something. There's some urban legend that there's something in underwear that neutralizes your saliva when you do the breathalyzer that can skew the test or something like that.
Something
yeah.
in
the
underwear.
Same with the idea that they're putting pennies in your mouth.
Yeah, I've heard the pennies.
It has nothing to do with taking alcohol out of you. It's that it skews your breathalyzer test somehow and throws off your...
And charcoal, supposedly. Charcoal in your mouth.
Well, we did a phone topic on this a long time ago, and none of us could remember any of the items. Not that we think it's good to drink and drive. That may be the worst thing you could possibly do. I mean, you don't want to end up in jail for the rest of your life just because you had a few drinks.
Or worse, kill someone. Yeah,
exactly. But what were the items? It was copper coins.
Mm-hmm.
And
charcoal.
And I guess
who has cigarette. Charcoal?
Oh,
who has charcoal in their car? By the way,
eating cigarettes. I heard
eating cigarettes.
One of those urban wacky legends.
And eating your underwear. I think is the main one. I mean, I think that's the given. That's the one everybody says. Yes, eat your underwear.
Well,
maybe that's why Brittany didn't have any.
She was dodging a breathalyzer.
Yes.
You need to straighten us out because, as you can tell, we're very foggy on the details. Rip Torn had one technique. And by the way, the reason he's back in the news is because he got into a crash in suburban New York this week and refused the sobriety test again. I don't know what's going to end up happening with this time. He did get out of it once before with that. But is there something you're supposed to eat or something you can do at the scene or when you get back to the police station that somehow makes you not appear drunk? I don't know. We're throwing this one open to you.
I think one of the techniques is you have to say, what are you looking at, sugar boobs? Right? You have to say that.
I don't think that's advised.
That's not advised. Okay. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls.
Right now, we've asked for your help at 1-800-520-1067. What do you do to beat a breathalyzer? You should never be in a situation where you have to. But in the event that you are, what have you heard works? We've heard try to eat your underwear, for instance. We've heard eat cigarettes, we've heard. We want to find out what's true and what's not. We'll go to Rob in L.A. to get us started off here on this topic. Rob, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, Rob.
What have you heard, Rob? What have you tried?
I haven't tried anything, but I've really heard, and I heard, you know, my reasoning is pretty good. Ketchup packets. You keep a ketchup packet in your car, and you eat the ketchup.
Eat ketchup?
Yeah.
And that does what? It changes your breath when you breathe into the breathalyzer?
No, I just heard it kills your breath.
Kills your breath.
Okay.
So you mean, so your breath doesn't sound like alcohol, so the cop might not think you've been drinking?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You try that and get back to us, Rob.
No way. You know what? Let me tell you the reason.
Right.
Well, you know when you get skunked? You know, you're supposed to take tomato bath.
Right.
You know, it kills the stink. You know, that's my reasoning.
Right. I got
okay.
you.
Okay. Thanks for giving it a try. Like Kevin says, you don't want your breath to sound like alcohol.
No,
you gotta be careful with
that. Debbie in Simi Valley, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good, thanks. Now,
hey, Debbie.
Have you tried this or have you heard that this works?
I've heard that it works.
All right. What is it?
Friend of mine, he was in the military, and he says that what you do if you're out drinking, which, of course, you never should be doing, you get pulled over by a cop, you start hyperventilating, although you do it kind of subtly, because if the cop sees you hyperventilating, he'll automatically arrest you.
Because he knows you're trying to do that?
Because he knows you're trying to do that, and what it does is that it alters the breathalyzer test. He says he was pulled over half a dozen times, and every time he'd sit there, very subtly, he'd hyperventilate. And he was let go every single time.
How does that change it? I don't understand, by hyperventilating.
Because I guess it took the alcohol out of the breath. You know, you just kind of sit there, and it kind of dissipates the alcohol at that moment. I mean, obviously, if you stop, and after a couple of minutes, it'll be right back.
Yeah.
Debbie, why are you friends with a guy who's been pulled over for drunk driving 6 times? Seriously.
He's fabulous.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know?
He sounds like a good guy.
He's a good guy, yeah. Good guy, nice man.
Get him some help, my God. By the way, at the end of this, we are going to talk to a police officer who's on the line who will give us his opinion on what he's heard. Let's go to Eric, North Hollywood. He has firsthand experience. So far, we've talked to people who heard stuff. Eric says he has something that he's tried. Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What was your secret?
The Hall's Mentholiptum.
What is that, the cough drops?
Cough drops?
Yeah, the cough drops. They'll make you actually blow a much higher, actually blow dead. It's a, you know... At that much alcohol, you'll be dead.
So then it looks like there's something wrong with the testing equipment.
Yeah, they got to take you in and actually do a different...
So by doing the Hall's Mentholiptus, it actually blows a much higher number than if you didn't.
Right.
And, I gotcha.
Too high for you to be able to be conscious and drive in a car, so therefore it can't be representative of what your blood level is. That's pretty clever.
Is that because Halls has alcohol in it in some way?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you.
And the mouth drops as well. Those mouth drops with lots of alcohol.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Or just drink enough alcohol, I guess. Why go with the cough drops? Right?
Mario in Northridge, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
Mario.
Peanuts. How do peanuts help?
It kills your breath. It's been, my dad told me that, you know, when I was younger.
No, not that.
Apparently,
peanuts.
You just have to kill your breath.
Not that peanuts.
I
actual
got the
peanuts.
Wrong one.
Peanuts.
Mario, I'm glad you called with that. It sounds bogus to me, but thank you. Let's go to Joe. He's a cop, and he has probably heard them all, probably seen people try them all. Joe, do any of the things that our listeners say make sense to you as a police officer?
None of them work.
Really? Cough drops? Peanuts? Underwear? Nothing?
No, nothing works. I've had people put pennies in their mouth thinking that's going to do it. It's not what's in your, it's not your mouth alcohol. What we have them do is if they have gum or breath mints or chewing tobacco or whatever, we have them spit it out before we start the test.
All right, let me run them down one by one. Ketchup?
Ketchup, no.
Doesn't work.
I've never had anybody try it, but I guarantee you it won't work.
What about hyperventilating?
Never had anybody do that, but... That doesn't make sense to me. The
Hall's,
hyperventilating.
Hall's mentholyptus, cough drops.
Now, the cough drops will raise the initial reading. However, it's not just one test you take. To get the results, you actually have to take two.
It'd be funny if you took the cough drops and your level before the cough drops were 0.7 and then the level after the cough drops were 0.9. And then you're okay.
Just put you into the area you don't want to be.
Get right into that area.
Exactly. You don't want to be there. But what happens is you take the first test and say you had the cough drop or you know, whatever, the Vicks, whatever you take.
Right.
The Benaca drops, which also have a little bit of alcohol in it.
Uh-huh.
Which will raise the initial reading. It has been done. However, after you take the first one, we wait 2 to 3 minutes and take another one. By that time, whatever you put in your mouth has already gone back down. So the second reading will be an accurate reading. And when you have them do it, you have them take a deep breath and then blow in the machine. And the reading is actually coming from your lungs.
All right, now I have a couple on hold that we don't have time to go to, but immediately ask for a lawyer, and then you're not allowed to do anything until the lawyer gets there.
No, that's not true.
Not true.
Not true.
What about refusing the test and then
you do have to take them in, right, in order to do the blood test?
There's two types. You have the preliminary alcohol screening, what we call a TAS device, and that's the one that we use in the field.
Right.
Okay. Anyone under the age of 21 cannot refuse that test. If they refuse that test, they lose their license.
No kidding.
Over 21, you can refuse to take the test, and we have to make the determination based on your field sobriety test.
Okay, so touching your nose and walking the line and that kind of stuff.
That type of stuff, exactly. Okay. However, if you are arrested, you cannot refuse to take either a blood or breath test. When you sign for your driver's license, mm-hmm. it's called implied consent law. You are, by signing for your driver's license, you're saying that if I'm ever arrested for driving under the influence, I will submit to a chemical test of my blood or breath.
I see.
If
how about
you
that?
Refuse, it's an automatic license suspension.
All right, now again, I'd like to point out that we're against this, but throw us a bone. Give us something, Joe. There's got. What about eating your underwear? Does that help?
Yeah, you know what? I seriously doubt it. And if anyone wants to try to eat their underwear, if I pull somebody over and they try to eat their underwear, I'll probably be laughing so hard that I'll call them a cab.
You give them props, right? Yeah,
exactly.
That's an A for effort. If you're going to eat your own underwear.
Sure, exactly. All right, Joe. Hey, man, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling and setting us straight.
No problem.
We appreciate it. Thank you,
man.
Bye. Bye now. Time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
I want to thank Christy Walters, our listener, for sending me the entire email that Lindsay Lohan sent out to her friends and lawyers regarding how she's going to start suing the tabloids and anyone else who says anything derogatory against her.
Awesome.
What she refers to as defamation of character. Let me say for the record that in reading this, she's an idiot. Anyone who thinks opinion is spelled with two P's in my book is an idiot. Anyone who thinks the word is adequate instead of adequate, or spells adequate, A-D-E-Q-U-I-T-E, is an idiot.
She's pretty typical for a 20-year-old, I think, Ralph.
She's incapable of using spell check?
I bet
the average 20-year-old could hit the spell check button.
That's probably true.
That has not been my experience.
She finds adequate very useful. She said that in the letter that she wrote about the director of the last film that she worked on, who passed away.
Right.
And she's using it again here. Let me read you a couple things from this. This is from the beginning, okay? The way of the future, Howard Hughes once said.
I am willing to release a politically, morally correct, fully adequate letter to the press if any of you are willing to help. Simply to state my opinions on how our society should be educated for the better of our country, our people. Also, because I have such an impact on our younger generations, as well as generations older than me, which we all know and can obviously see. People are just mean. I'm going to proceed with putting LR, whoever that is, to court, if need be, for what she's done to me. It's my life. I want to live it. And she goes on to talk about how she's going to sue the tabloids for the things they say, the defamation of character, and who she's going to get to help her. Al Gore will help me. He came up to me last night and said he would be very happy to have a conversation with me. If he's willing to help me, let's find out. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Edwin Metropolis, and John Dower, who works with them, would be willing if we just ask. If we just ask. I'd really like to fix things and refuse to stop on account of these unintelligent, vulgar people who like to hurt other people. Not just me, but everyone.
Well, yeah, Lindsay Lohan is calling other people unintelligent and vulgar.
Yeah, and they're not hurting me, Lindsay. They may be hurting you, but suck it up, Buttercup. So that's a little piece of the genius of Lindsay Lohan.
She's good.
She is spectacular, in my opinion. Double P. Congratulations to Pamela Anderson. It's just been announced she is going to break the record with her 12th appearance on the cover of Playboy magazine with the January 2007 issue. Not only that, but we get a 10-page nude pictorial on the inside. So you can pick that up on stands soon. But congratulations
to
Pammy.
How many times we've seen her naked. She couldn't be any more naked than we've already seen her yet. We all can't wait for January's issue.
It's like saying, oh, you know what? I had done some amazing chocolate chip cookies yesterday. Doesn't mean you don't want to eat chocolate chip cookies all over again today.
Ever again,
exactly.
Right?
It's always delicious.
These are like the hottest tits I've ever seen. Whoa. Check them out.
Whoa. I knew she had a hot rack.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Those are so hot. Oh.
Will Ferrell and Woody Harrelson are teaming up to film a basketball comedy set in the 1970s about the ABA. And it's just been announced that Andre 3000, Andre Benjamin from Outkast, will be joining the cast.
No kidding.
Yeah. He's going to be a player along with Woody, and Ferrell's going to play in the owner of the team. So I'm laughing already just thinking about the concept, quite frankly.
Who's going to play the player haters? Does it say? It
does not say. Mary J. Blige picked up 8 Grammy nominations. They were announced yesterday, including Song and Record of the Year. That puts her at the top of the heap. Red Hot Chili Peppers scored 6 nominations. Dixie Chicks, John Mayer, Prince, Will.i.am, and composer John Williams have all got 5 nominations each. The 49th Annual Grammy Awards will be handed out at the Staples Center on February 11th. So you can check that out live on CBS if you want to see it on television.
Ralph, do you think the Dixie Chicks major category nominations is as much a statement as it is, hey, we really like this band? Do you think there's an agenda being pushed here? What do you think?
That's country music, right?
I think
you're asking the wrong guy when it comes to them trying to make
it. That CD's great.
I mean,
Lisa,
it's really good. How would you know? How would you know,
I've
Lisa?
Heard it, Ralph.
Lisa, how would you know? You just heard from other people, right?
No,
you're just
I
guessing.
Heard it, Ralph.
It was a commercial and a critical smash. But what I'm saying is, it seems like how rare is it that a country album gets nominated for Album of the Year? It almost seems like there was another reason that a lot of people wanted to write that in. It's almost just like to kind of say "f you" to the people who were so against the Dixie Chicks for their political outspokenness.
It did cross over, though.
I hear you talking, and yet nothing affects me.
I'm trying to work up some caring for this conversation, but I just can't quite get there.
I'm so out.
Yeah.
What about Justin Timberlake getting nominated for Album of the Year? By the way.
Dude, he brought sexy
back. Surprise anybody?
He did bring sexy back. He brought sexy back. That's a big load to carry. Trust me, I know. And the Farrelly brothers, it's been announced, are going to be working on a sitcom for Fox next season.
Excellent.
Daily Variety's announced the show will be called Starting Over. It's going to focus on a 35-year-old guy who jumps back into the world of dating after his marriage breaks up. And he realizes that, well, the whole thing's changed quite a bit. He's been out of the loop for a while.
So know what to do now?
Yeah. So those guys always do good work. Today's celebrity birthdays, David Carradine. You know him from the Kill Bill films? He was Bill in those movies. He's 70 years old today. James MacArthur, who played Dano, Detective Danny Williams on Hawaii Five-0, is 69 years old today.
69.
Kim Basinger, actress, 53 years old today. Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives turns 42. Phil Collin from Def Leppard, he's their guitarist, he's 49 years old today. Dominic Monaghan, Charlie from Lost, is 30. You know, Dominic Monaghan is dating Evangeline Lilly.
I know, that's not right.
Little Hobbit has that goddess on his arm everywhere
he goes. Not right in any way.
No, it's not.
And he's still hiding all that heroin.
Yeah.
The statues.
Wait a minute. That's on the show.
She should be very worried by that.
He's 30 years old today, and Ian Somerhalder, who just drinks heavily when he watches Lost now that he's been killed on the show and he's out of the cast. He's 28 years old today. I think he sits there and... Do you need another dream sequence with Locke?
Probably.
Guys, can I come back to Hawaii and make TV? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We've had a bunch of requests lately from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. Apparently, we have been given the short shrift to the Kevin Federlesi holiday song. Well, and I feel like people are saying something. It's true. We really should be playing it more because it's awesome.
The thing about that is he recorded it before he got the boot. So when he recorded the song, he thought he was going to be spending Christmas in Malibu. Turns out now it's not going to be quite so much the case.
Oh, poor baby.
But this is what he had to say about it in Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas just before.
Yo, 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 you up?
All right, hold on. Get these headphones ready. Hey, hey, turn the bass up in my headphones. I can hardly hear it. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Go, Jesus, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. We're gonna sip eggnog like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f*** cause it's your birthday. The month, December, the day, 25th. Break out the chronic, bitch, I'm about to get lit. I'm Kevin Federline. I get nasty, I smoke my Christmas tree. And a week is what it lasts me. I drink more drank than that bitch Tara Reid. If I take another sip, then my liver's gonna bleed. It's Christmas time in Malibu. I don't call it Hanukkah cause I ain't no Jew. But Jesus was, so let's get buzzed off sticky green chronic with bright purple fuzz like Snoop Dogg. I love the sticky icky, any type, any flavor, cause you know I ain't picky. Dear Santa Claus, all I want this year is a fat sack of chronic and an ice cold beer. Let me make this clear, get on your reindeer and bring Kevin Federline a sack of Christmas cheer.
It's Christmas time in Malibu. Throw your drinks in the air, tell me what it do, nephew. Let everyone rejoice and say happy birthday to you. You're the world's dopest Jew.
Jesus!
My Yuletide log is made of skin. My chestnuts are roasting on your chin. And if you rub my Yuletide log, you'll find it likes to shoot eggnog. Brittany got naked, I got loose. And then I stuffed her Christmas goose. Cause I'm hung like a horse, I'm built like a cheetah. I've killed so many beavers, you should probably call PETA. It's sex, it's drugs, it's hip-hop too. This is how we spend Christmas in Malibu.
It's Christmas time in Malibu.
Throw your drinks in the air, tell me what it do, nephew.
Nephew.
Let everyone rejoice and say happy birthday to you. You're the world's dopest Jew.
Aw, yeah. Just another Escalade in the garage for Federlesi off that track. Booyaka!
Yo, bro, it's free. Donated.
What do you mean I don't make any money off this song?
It's charity, dude.
Charity?
Yeah, free.
Man, you just stealing from me because I'm a black man.
Yo, yo, hold up.
System coming down on a...
No, you ain't black.
What? Shut up!
You as black as me.
Bullshit.
Isn't that beautiful?
You know, when he was doing sports for us, you never thought Dean Shepherd had that ability in him. But he is... He can rap.
But when he teams with Wilmer Valderrama, you've got yourself a team.
Oh, that's a party. That's awesome.
Good stuff right there. The showbiz... I'm sorry, the movie beat is coming up next on KISS.
It's Friday morning. Ralph's here with the movie beat.
Movie.
Yeah, someone's trying to pass a printed out internet picture of Jerome Bettis with ink drawn all over it as an ink
buzz.
No, that will not pass muster.
Dude, I told you. That's why I kept asking about the paper.
I know. We allowed him the Lorena Bobbitt, John Wayne Bobbitt one, but I'm not going to just print out a picture of Jerome Bettis and draw on it. No, that will not stand.
It's got to be a 3D bus.
It's got to be an inky bus. It's got to be a bus or a bus, but they have to be a thing. Can't just be a picture.
Has to be a thing?
Yeah. Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the movies that are opening up this weekend in Cineplexes throughout the Southland. A Baker's Dozen movies, 13, open up this weekend. It's a lot of movies. Very little to look at, but a lot of movies. Actually, no, there's some interesting stuff. We got, of course, the big Mel Gibson movie opening up this weekend, Apocalypto.
Right.
I have been studying up my Incan. No, what the hell is it?
Been studying up your Incan?
My Mayan. I've been going to Berlitz, taking some Mayan classes.
Is that right?
So I won't even need the freaking subtitles, man. I'm going to be all over this.
You're going to be way ahead of us.
A romantic comedy for the boys and girls who are going out on a movie on date night. The Holiday opens up this weekend
this
as well.
This is your recommendation?
The Love Story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And but let's start with Screamers, shall we? This is a documentary from Carla Garapedian.
Oh, she does good work.
It looks at the international efforts that formally recognized the early 20th century genocide of the Armenians by Turkey. And one of the reasons I bring it up is because the starting point of the documentary is our very own System of a Down.
Yep.
And who would have known that these guys feel passionately about the Armenian genocide?
They never
Why
bring
don't
that
they
up.
Say something? All the times we've talked to them, they never bring up the fact that they have some concerns about the recognition of the Armenian genocide. You would think that's something they would mention.
This has been their cause for quite some time.
Yeah, but they, apparently not publicly. They don't talk about it. I mean, we haven't heard them say anything about
they said
it.
They said a lot.
Only in every single interview, always, ever.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, so if you want to check out Screamers and...
Screamers?
What? Yeah, which is a kind of a bummer title, I think.
God, no kidding.
If you're talking genocide, I guess it's apropos.
A clip. I have a clip from the film, if you'd like to hear from System of Down, actually, in the movie.
Oh, okay,
hear.
Sure, yeah.
You. So they're still angry about it, it sounds like.
They're talking to a Turk there, I think. Here's an actual scene from Screamers. This is a congresswoman talking about why this issue is so important and why it needs to be addressed by the international community.
The fact that every Armenian wasn't slaughtered doesn't mean that that wasn't the intention of the Ottoman Empire. Because the fact that Hitler wasn't able to exterminate every Jew doesn't mean that wasn't his intention and that that wasn't a genocide.
First of all,
it's a comedy.
If an entire empire made up of footstools can slaughter you, you have a weak-ass
race. That's not the Ottoman
race.
Empire.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's not that kind of Ottoman.
A bunch of Ottomans
you
just hanging
on.
Out together, you know, taking out people. I mean, it's a piece of furniture. How dangerous is that?
Not that kind of Ottoman. Yeah. You don't put your exciting story. You don't put your feet on this.
I'm looking forward to the sequel to Screamers, which explains why Armenians are so busy selling cell phones and rugs.
I would like to get to the bottom of that mystery
much more so than this one. That interests me a lot more. Having lived in the Glendale area for a great part of my life here in Southern California, I'd like to know what's up with that. Anyway, you can check that out this weekend. Also, Unaccompanied Minors opens this weekend, a hilarious Christmas comedy about a bunch of kids who are left on their own at a airport. And one kid slaps his face and goes, he puts shaving lotion on, and he's home.
No, that's Home Alone.
Is this the Wilder Valderrama movie?
Oh, you better believe it is.
Wow. Poor Fez.
Yeah, he's in charge of these crazy kids, and they have to make a getaway from a character called Oliver, who's one of the security guards at the airport, played by our very own Louis Black.
Oh, he's cool.
Here's a little scene from Unaccompanied Minors.
What are you doing?
We're going down to the hotel to find Spencer's sister.
Way to go, Charlie. Anything else you want to tell him? Van Dork, I'm afraid you know too much now.
Ow, wait.
Slow
okay,
down.
Guys, go!
Where
are
you going?
I promise I won't talk. Please let me out. Hey! Last one down the hill is a fired apple.
And then they start insulting each other's mom. Your mom's so fat when she sits around the store.
No, it's a different Wilmer Valderrama project.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's your mama? Okay.
I'd rather get a catheter with a toilet brush than see this film.
We could make that happen.
That's
what you're looking for.
If I had those choices, I would choose the toilet brush.
Yeah, that sounds rough. Poor Louis Black, by the way.
Yeah. Also, opening this weekend, The Holiday. Look, I know. It's a foo-foo romantic comedy about Christmas time. You see, these two girls, they swap lives. Kate Winslet swaps her life in the UK with Cameron Diaz, who's fed up with her life in America. So for the Christmas holiday, they swap homes, swap lives. They're internet pals.
Do they learn some kind of a lesson?
They learn a very important lesson.
Is there love, Ralph?
When Jude Law hooks up with Cameron, and then Jack Black hooks up with Kate Winslet. I recognize how they're making a desperate attempt to play off of the fact that women everywhere are going to force us to go see this movie.
Yes.
However, all that being said, Kate Winslet.
Yeah. That's
yes. What I'm saying. And Kate Winslet to me is like kryptonite.
Really?
You can put her in any freaking movie you want, and I'm going to go. I can't.
She's
help
always
myself.
Great.
Even this one?
Even this one.
Wow.
I can't help but love her. I have no choice.
Well, she's trying desperately to get you to stop with this movie.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work.
All right.
Here's a scene from The Holiday in which Eli Wallach's character is asking Kate Winslet why she decided to come to America for the holidays and get away from her home in London.
I'm wondering why a beautiful girl like you would go to a stranger's house for her Christmas vacation.
I just wanted to get away from the people. Well, not all the people.
I wanted to get away from one guy. Her ex-boyfriend, who just got engaged and forgot to tell me. Sorry.
So he's a schmuck.
As a matter of fact, he is a huge schmuck.
Okay. All right.
She's so cute when she says schmuck with that British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love it, trust me.
You let us know how that goes.
You are going.
Yes. I'm with System on this
come
one.
Come on, System.
I'm with System on that one.
Blood Diamonds opens up this weekend as well. Leonardo DiCaprio.
That looks great to me.
This does look good.
Plays a Afrikaans smuggler mm-hmm. of diamonds, and he's trying to help Damon Hunsu. What the hell's his name?
Don't know.
I know.
Wouldn't attempt close. To pronounce it, but you're close.
It's close to that.
Yeah.
Damon Hunsu, I believe it is, trying to get his family back. Jennifer Connelly talking about smoking hot actresses. She is also in this. It's a rare pink diamond is found somewhere in Sierra Leone, and this is used in a political drama.
No, Gene Simmons.
Easy, Gene Simmons. It's used as the linchpin throughout this political drama. Here is a scene between Leo and Jennifer's characters when they first meet up.
You know, in America it's bling bling, but out here it's bling bang, huh? I wouldn't want you getting in any trouble.
How much trouble do you think I would get into for talking about blood diamonds?
You're a journalist.
That's right.
Piss off, huh?
Oh, Leo doing the Afrikaans accent right there. Hmm, that's what he's got working for him.
Yeah.
I'm telling right. you.
Wow.
You probably should have dumped the accent.
I'm going to be in the Cineplex next door watching Kate Winslet, and you guys are struggling through Leo's accent.
You enjoy that. I'm going to be in Borat again.
And then finally, Apocalypto. Mel Gibson bounces back from his PR nightmare of what's going on with him for the past year to make what everyone is saying is one of the most impressive movies of the year.
Really?
Believe it or not, it's about a young Mayan warrior trying to protect his family in the days of the end of the Mayan civilization. And as I mentioned, the whole thing is written and performed in its native tongue. I know it sounds nuts.
Which, by the way, a lot of people would be really making fun of and predicting doom for this picture, if except for the fact that he's already done a movie, you know, set in ancient times in the original tongue, and it made, you know, $600 million or something. So we know the guy can handle the material.
By all accounts, this is an amazing action-adventure story set in the waning days of the Mayan civilization. So here is a scene from Apocalypto, and try to follow along, will you?
No!
Here's my favorite part.
Yeah, right there. So, you can tell he's been marked as a human sacrifice.
Right.
And he decides he has to escape and take his family with him to get away from the elders of the tribe who have decided sacrifice.
Right.
But when they take him away, though, he goes to live in Jack Black's house, right? Isn't that how it works or no?
Okay, that joke was good, too. Okay, we'll go with that one.
That was fun. Oh, sorry.
No,
sorry.
No, feel free. Because I know, you know, you don't get much time on the air. I can understand that.
Now,
yeah. Thank you, System. That's for being.
Now, you're still going to be going to see the Kate Winslet movie. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. I want to unwrap her for Christmas. You know
I'm going to go see my Mayan brothers.
Are you?
I believe so, yes.
No one looks more a Mayan than you.
Thank you. My relatives.
Yeah. What's your prediction for number one at the box office this weekend, Ralph? There are a lot of very interesting and different choices.
Something old?
Happy Feet.
Yeah, that's my prediction is.
Something that opened a week ago.
A lot of dancing penguins. That's what I see in the future for movies this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
Cut. That's a wrap.
That was The Movie Beat with Ralph Garman on K-Rock.
Let's give away some pit tickets, shall we?
Both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert 2006 are sold out.
The fuck?
But you still have a chance to get your tickets.
Cool.
If you can collect all 13 items of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Scavenger Hunt. Good luck.
Remember, when you're successful, they are successful.
True. Couldn't be more true.
Let's say good morning to Super Steve. Hi, Super Steve.
Hey, fellas, what's up? I got to tell you that the beef and broccoli at 8 in the morning is great.
The beef and broccoli, yeah.
Is that right?
All right. Steve, pick me up one of those cheeseburger sandwiches, will you?
I'll bring you one back.
Yeah, like he'll get it back
like
here.
Like a cheesesteak burger thing dealer.
I like meat.
Exactly, that one. That's what I want.
Super Steve took advantage of being in location in Orange at the Carl's Jr. there at the block of Orange today to try each item on the menu. So we really want to appreciate that that market research that Steve is doing for us. But the real reason you were down there, Steve, was to be there for people who showed up with the scavenger items. Now, we knew no one would get 13. How many items did it take to win the pit tickets for this weekend?
8 items only, and the cutoff was 8:30, but people started showing up after with like 9 and 10, but unfortunately it was already over.
Oh, that hurts.
One today for David from La Habra.
All right, wow, fantastic. Let's talk to Dave. That's fantastic. Wow, that you drive all the way down there, have 10 items, don't win. Wow,
that hurts.
Yeah, turns out you got to get there before it's over. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up? Can I be in with
the name? Hello.
You have 8 items?
Yes, I do.
Tell us what they are.
All right, man, we got an angel ornament for a tree. We got a globe with a fairy in it. We're in a Bahamut picture, Charles Barkley, Warriors DVD, an incubus, Vicks Ripper Rub, and looks like a Star Wars space plane.
What did you do for the incubus? Describe that for us.
Incubus? Well, I went to the Walmart real quick. I asked the lady for a bus, and I just took a little ink stamp and just started stamping the hell out of it.
Do you have a bus? And she's like, what are you talking about? Do we have a bus?
Do you have a toy bus with stamps all over it?
What?
So you have a toy bus with ink stamps all over it.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't so hard.
It's very smart. Creative.
David, did you say you had the item we were looking for Charles Barkley, the trading card, the NBA trading card for Charles Barkley?
Yes, I do.
How'd you find that?
Hey, man, 6 years old, trading baseball cards, man, that's added.
Wow, so you've got a huge collection.
Yeah, somewhat.
How come while you were at the Walmart, you didn't pick up some Formula 44 from Vicks?
Hey, I actually have that. I have both. I have the Vic Rub from home and then the Vicks.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, he did mention that. So 8 items was good enough for you. How do you feel about about your weekend now, man? In the pit for both nights.
Dude, I'm excited, man, but there's a lot of pissed off people here.
Yeah, I know. Listen, we've been saying all morning, 8:30, that's the cutoff. 8:30, that's the cutoff. So you got there just in time. You're going to be in the pit Saturday night, and you're going to be in the pit Sunday night. You get to see both shows.
Sweet, bro.
Way to go.
David, we're glad you listened, but do us one favor. Just tell everybody there that's pissed off that Super Steve has the final pair of pit tickets in his pants, okay?
All right, dude.
Just yell it.
Hey, Super Steve got the final pair of tickets in his pants.
Yeah, okay. It's over for Steve. Yeah, nice knowing him. Thank you, Dave. Congratulations, and hold on. And for everybody else, we are giving away tickets to both nights all day long here on K-Rock.
Steve could seat everybody from the pit in his pants, actually.
Ralph, you know I love you, and you know I especially enjoy the Showbiz Beat. But all I'm saying is when you're done, and then we have the news, then we talk to Miss Double December 2007. That's all I'm saying is then the phone call is made that changes one beautiful young busty woman's life.
Like it's me that slows things down in this segment, I'm saying. Like it's me.
Well, sometimes we say things that aren't relevant.
No.
Right.
Occasionally.
No.
All I'm saying is do what you want, but know that on the other side of this report, we meet Miss Double December 2007. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that's an encouragement for you to pipe down. Shut your pie hole, mister.
That's for real.
That's what Bean said during the last song.
Say, that's for real.
You know?
All right, my brother. Well, how much do you think it would cost to take Snaggletooth Elliot Yameen from American Idol and get his grill fixed?
I don't think there are enough doctors. There's not enough medicine in the world to solve his problems.
$50,000 worth of dental work it took to get his mouth in some sort of order where he could smile and not scare small children.
Did they replace his teeth with all gold? Not just a grill, but actual gold teeth?
No, it took 20 hours. Of what Elliot calls sometimes painful hours in a dentist chair to fix his effed up crossbite. Wow. He had porcelain veneers put in, teeth pulled, teeth adjusted. He had, they brought the Army Corps of Engineers to build some sort of dam system.
Right?
They put some levees in. It was a nightmare. And but now he's looking like $1 million. Too late.
You lose. You lost, sir. How about doing that before you're on TV?
Yeah, maybe it would have been a little better if you didn't look like such a scary Cro-Magnon. Kevin Federline will be making his next appearance on WWE on January 1st. Apparently he's trying to milk that association to try to gather some fans.
That has to be for the money, right? They got to be paying him big dough to appear at that, right?
How much would you have to pay Kevin Federline to get him to appear on television?
$10.
That's what I'm thinking.
Cena humiliated me last week. Man, I can't have that, dude. I can't have that. I gotta get a piece of my own.
Damn straight, yo. Hey, payback is a mother.
A mother. I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Word is he will be wrestling John Cena.
When's the Tito Ortiz fight? That's a different thing altogether.
30th.
The 30th. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's completely different.
No, I like to see him whatsoever.
I know, but I'd like to see him in the ring with Tito, is what I'm saying.
Again, I'm slowing things down.
No, I'm saying.
No, I'm the one who this thing runs long. Because Kevin wants to go through the rest of the sports schedule because I brought up wrestling.
Hey, what are the Lakers playing next? Hey, who are they playing?
Is Dodgers opening day April 5th, or help me out here?
Eddie Murphy. In trouble with his ex-girlfriend, Melanie Brown. She used to be known as Scary Spice from the Spice Girls because earlier in the week, he said he doesn't know whose baby she's carrying.
How you doing?
He said he wants to see a DNA test before he admits that he is the father of Mel's as-yet-unborn child. She didn't take that so well.
Probably not, no.
He said aside from being really upset and distressed over the comments, I'm astonished at what Eddie said. There's absolutely no question that Eddie is the father. DNA and, excuse me, the echocardiogram. What the hell do they use?
EKG?
The ultrasound. The ultrasound. Exactly. That's proven it is Eddie's baby because the baby's wearing a fat suit and glasses. It would have been cleaner if I got there quicker, but yeah. It's just me. And now we know why Britney Spears is flashing her cooch when she takes pictures coming out of her limo. We've seen photos like that from Nicole Richie and Lindsay Lohan, too, in Us Weekly magazine. They say that there's a rumor that that lewd behavior is part of initiation processes that Paris puts all her friends through before they can join her friendship group.
I hope that's true.
You know, it's hot. It's hot as if they take pictures of your beaver, and then you can be my friend. Okay, we'll do it.
Really? Not until?
Think about it. Lindsay, Nicole Richie, Britney Spears, we've all seen it.
You know, you always talk about how this is high school.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And this is just like, I've heard this about, you know, cheerleaders, you got to flash them from the bus and stuff like that. It's exactly the same thing as, ooh, here's how we'll be cool and popular. Let's do this.
It's like a scene from Heathers or Mean Girls or something where the popular ringleader girl tells them to do something embarrassing. It's just freaking spectacular.
It's the way it should be.
I agree. Today's celebrity birthday is Kim Basinger. She is 53 years old today. Phil Cullen of Def Leppard, the guitarist. 49 years old today. No moans from you, Psycho Mike? Not a big Def Leppard fan?
Not so much.
No? Huh. Terry Hatcher, Desperate Housewives, 42 years old today. Dominic Monaghan, who plays Charlie on Lost, turns 30. And his former castmate, Ian Somerhalder, who played... Boone.
Really?
Boone Carlisle on Lost, he turns 28 years old today. And David Carradine, who played Bill in the Kill Bill movies.
Hey!
But will always, in my heart, be known as Kane.
Yeah.
The Chinaman. Kane, the Chinaman, who wandered through the American West looking for his half-brother.
Yeah.
In Kung Fu, the series.
Beating everybody up.
He walked a lot on that show, didn't he?
Sure did walk.
And good shoes. Did a lot of walking.
What did the locals say to Kane when he'd come into town?
Hey, Chinaman, what are you doing in this town?
I don't want any problems with you, sir.
I don't care if you have problems or not, Chinaman. You've got some problems now.
Please, sir. Please, just let me go in peace.
I don't think so. You might go in pieces, though.
That's the whole town going down.
Yeah.
And then he just kept on walking.
I'm sorry for what had to happen here today. I will go on my way now.
That's what Kane did, man.
Yep.
Don't mess with Kane. The moral of the story.
That is the moral.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Everybody got it?
Got
yep,
it.
We got it.
What'd I say?
Don't mess with Kane.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
See, somebody's listening.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, say it. We got Miss Double December waiting for us.
What's the King's record right now? How are the King's doing?
God know
the
King's sakes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So will it be Christine, Juliana, the other Christine, Keechee, Monique, Lauren A, Teresa, Lauren C, Katie, Jessica? Those are the 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2007. It's a thrill when we get to make this phone call every year. I feel like we're Santa Claus. Like, this is one of the few times we ever get to call and actually make somebody super happy.
Really? I feel like I'm on a really good blind date when this happens. This is really cool, because you're going to spend the rest of the year with this chick. It's really awesome.
Time to make our announcement for this year's Kevin and Bean Miss Double December.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Nice melons.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my this is hard.
Saw a very angry email yesterday, Ralph, from a listener who objects to the fact that we now have to beep the word penis. They said, if I didn't want to hear the word penis in the morning, I'd listen to Coast.
I know.
Tell us about it.
have to tell us, too. We think that more than anybody else. It drives us crazy.
I know.
You want to hear a lot of penis, listen to Seacrest.
Yeah, that's
keeping us down.
No.
No, that is true. That
go by his house.
Hello?
All right.
Lauren?
Yes?
Kevin and Bean?
Hi.
Are you busy? Are you working on someone right now?
No, I'm not.
Excellent.
Are you cleaning your brushes?
Am I cleaning my brushes? No, I'm not.
Lauren is a makeup artist, for folks who don't know. She's one of the many, one of the 10 finalists that we interviewed this week on the show. Lauren, do you have any idea why we might be calling you today?
Hopefully because you're calling me to tell me I won.
Exactly. Yes. How did you know? You won!
You are Miss Double December 2007, representing the Kevin and Bean Show for the upcoming year. You're jumping up and down? Oh, that's something I want to see in person.
See it.
We need a webcam.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up, Ralph, because Lauren may not know that part of the new honor of being Miss Double December for 2007 is full-time webcam in Lauren's apartment. So
sure.
I think we can all.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they told her that off the air.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Now, Lauren, folks who did not hear you when we interviewed you earlier, you applied because why? Why did you want to be Miss Double December now that the reality has become a truth?
Because I have such beautiful breasts that I thought I would share them with all of K-Rock's listeners.
Well, that's
come
nice.
On.
She's a giver.
Outstanding
She's
idea.
A saint.
Now, Lauren, are you busy, say, tomorrow afternoon evening and Sunday afternoon evening?
I can make myself available.
Perfect.
Good.
Because we have these little concerts. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. One's tomorrow, one's Sunday. We need you at both.
Kind of roll you out for everyone.
We need to pass the crown from one to another to another.
And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we will be broadcasting live from the Gibson Amphitheater. And that's usually the time where we actually give you your sash and your crown and your scepter. And we give you all of the accoutrements that go along with being Miss Double December.
I love the accoutrement.
Oh, exactly.
Speak more French to me, Tish. You know what drives me crazy.
Didn't know she was bisexual or bilingual or whichever one you are when you speak French. Wow.
No, you're bisexual. Yeah.
Lauren, so you're coming to the Acoustic Christmas shows this weekend. Of course, you'll have tickets for the Weenie Roast next year. Kevin and Bean singles parties, live broadcast. You're part of the family now, my dear.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so happy.
We just need to have somebody to look at other than us when we go out into public. So.
Exactly.
You're the person.
And of course, Yasmin will have to be kissing her also tomorrow so we can pass along the actual title itself.
Right. It is in the spit of the actual winner. So it's going to be in yours, and you'll have to pass that along next year then.
And you'll be making out with Lisa May before you know it, too, and frequently throughout the next 12 months.
It's good times.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so excited, Lisa.
Me too.
thanks to the, I think we had more votes this year than ever
before.
I don't know the exact number, but tens and tens and tens of thousands of people went to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean section, and voted. I mean, it was astonishing. And you, obviously, you're the winner. So, Lauren, congratulations to you. I'm sure all your fans are very, very happy right now.
Oh, great. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
See you tomorrow afternoon.
And right, bring your makeup, because we're ugly and we need some help.
It can't hurt to have a makeup artist, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's I awesome. Sure wish he was kidding. Okay. Thank you, Lauren. Congratulations.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
There she is.
How adorable is she?
She sounds great.
She sounds great.
How adorable is she?
I heart her. Earlier this morning, we talked to our pal Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, and he talked to us about a remarkable story that involved two people you never think would be in the same sentence, Lindsay Lohan and former Vice President of the United States, Al Gore. We'll tell you the story, and we've got the former Vice President on the line right now to talk to it about it. Al, good morning. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Al,
here we go. Here we go.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
How are you, Al?
Couldn't be better now.
Al, we need you to promise, as excited as we are to have you on the show again, sir, that you won't bring up the goddamn slideshow.
Actually, it's funny you should say that. I do have some slides that I'd like to show you, if you don't mind.
Well, we don't have time. We don't have time.
Not
for
only that,
right
but we're on the phone, Al.
So I can describe them to you as I go through them.
No,
I was hoping
Al
to show up at your acoustic Christmas concert and maybe do a little slideshow in between bands.
Yeah, we want you to. We think that sounds great. But the
maybe I come on with the Killers and show people what's happening to our planet.
Yeah, we checked on that, Al, because we were very excited to hear you were available. But the slide projector over there at Gibson Amphitheater is broken.
Well, I can draw pictures. So we're not.
That's okay.
Easel.
The easels are all. The easels are all broken as well, Al.
Maybe Panic at the Disco would let me open up for them.
Can you see? Jed comes out on stage and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, AFI is here." But first, Al Gore with a slideshow.
Actually, Jed's a good friend of mine.
He is.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yes, he's got an ecosystem living in his hair.
Well, I don't doubt
it's
that.
Like a rainforest.
Listen,
there are many creatures living in there.
I don't doubt extinction. I'm certain that's true. Mr. Gore, the reason we wanted to have you on is because apparently a letter has been leaked that Lindsay Lohan, the actress and singer, has written to her friends talking about how she knows she has a public image problem. She wants to rehabilitate the way people think about her. And she suggested in the email that her friend Al Gore was going to help her rehabilitate her image. What's that all about?
That's right. Lindsay and I have been friends for some time now.
Uh-huh.
Linlow and I, that's what I call her.
I'm sorry, Linlow?
Linlow. We've been talking quite a bit because she is very concerned about the environment, which, as you know, is a cause near and dear to my heart.
Al, I'm sorry, we're talking about Lindsay Lohan.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I've been in close contact with her because it turns out that her fire crotch is contributing to global warming.
Is that right?
The heat radiating off of her beeve is causing the polar ice caps to melt. So we need to find some way to cap her beeve.
I see. And have you come up with that way, Al?
The beeve cappers, by the way. Second night of Acoustic Christmas.
Not supposed to announce that, Al.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's
well,
right.
Al, why weren't you this funny when you were running for president, for God's sake?
If we can tap into somehow the geothermal energy coming off of Lindsay Lohan's lips, we could power an entire nation.
Why does she seem to think that you're willing to help her with her public relations problems?
Well, that's the trade-off.
That's it. Okay.
We find a clean, efficient fuel system coming from her vajayjay, mm-hmm. and in exchange, I'll help her clean up her image.
I see.
Well, I'm going to suggest you add some of those pictures to the slideshow. You might get a lot more takers, Al.
I was going to show you, but you're not interested. Okay. All right, I got to go.
Well, no, I mean, if you have...
Bye.
I mean, if you have pictures... Time for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew. You can call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And it's a good one today. It's a pair of tickets to see your Los Angeles Kings take on the Dallas Stars at Staples Center Saturday, December 16th. That's a week from tomorrow. See hockey the way it was meant to be, live. Of course, we know all about the Kings from our sports guy here on K-Rock, who keeps us posted as to what's going on in the very popular NHL.
And, Bane, I realized yesterday when you were talking about the U.S.-born...
Yes.
Score. It was Matt Modano you were talking about. I didn't even realize that at the time.
That is correct. Yes. The Dallas Stars. Very close to being the highest scoring American of all time in the NHL. So, yeah, 18 seasons in, he's still going strong. It's pretty impressive.
Willa Ford, I think, is his girlfriend, too, by the way. Oh.
No kidding.
Yeah,
really?
Nice work.
All right. Let's begin this morning with Matt in Castaic. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Kevin Bean and Lisa May. How you doing?
What do you do, nephew?
Hey, so I got kicked out of Starbucks yesterday for taking pictures.
For taking pictures of...
Of just my friends.
Well, it's the Patriot Act, my friend. You can't take pictures of Starbucks. That's national security right there.
Matt, I got kicked out of a Starbucks for taking a picture, too. I totally sympathize with you here, dude.
What?
How ridiculous is that?
That's their company policy. They do not allow photographs inside their restaurants.
Why? Do they think you're going to steal some kind of company secret?
Yes.
I don't know. They're like... Yeah, if you accidentally take a picture of one of the Starbucks logos, it's not your property anymore. I was like...
So you were just taking pictures of your friend who was there with you.
Right.
And you got kicked out. Bean, what did you get kicked out for? You don't have friends.
I was in the Starbucks by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they figured out somehow I was going to take a picture and be able to expose how they make their coffee so expensive. I don't know what they thought I was going to try to do, but they didn't want to have... I mean, Matt is absolutely right. They will throw your ass out, you show camera.
Who's taking photos at a Starbucks, first of all?
Well, Matt is sitting there with his pals, you know?
Stupid photo. Don't take it.
Who are you taking pictures of?
Who, me?
Bean.
Starbucks is such a unique experience. I need to capture the moment on film.
No one will ever believe this.
Every goddamn corner in every city in America.
I was taking my picture back when I had a blog, back in the good old days, and it was when they first rolled out their Halloween treats, you know, the pumpkin spice lattes and stuff like that. And I was taking a picture to commemorate it on my blog.
You
and that's
so
what I was
right
at.
To throw you out. They should have thrown you in jail.
I was asked to see the door is what happened.
Assassinated him.
Because nobody else could ever figure out what that would be like without a photo from you.
Hey, let's talk to Wes and Laverne, because this is the first complaint about our brand new Miss Double December 2007, and I want to make sure what he's saying isn't true.
How can we already have a complaint?
I know. What's we have people haven't even met her in person yet.
Wes?
What it do, nephews?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What's going on, dude?
It's not a complaint about Miss Double December. Right. I love Miss Double December.
Yeah, okay, she's good. Really hot.
All right.
My complaint is to you guys for always dogging on the 909 and then realizing the goodness that's out there and picking Miss Double December from the 909. I want a formal apology.
She's from the 909?
Claremont's the 909.
Look.
See,
look.
I didn't realize
that. It's the
that.
Nice part. It look. Really is.
Because there's one super hot chick in the 909 does not negate the other millions and millions and millions of dirt people.
Right. If you find a diamond in a mountain of turds, it doesn't mean, oh, it's a mountain of diamonds. Look. No, you just got lucky. You got lucky. One diamond.
You found the diamond. You take her out. You cuddle her, and you make her move.
You polish off the diamond, first of all.
Right.
You rinse it off, and then you take it with you.
Yeah, there's no apology coming, my friend. Sorry. Thanks for calling. All right. Let's go to Marjeek from Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Marjeek.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Hey, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I just wanted to tell everyone to stop hating on Leonardo DiCaprio's Afrikaans accent.
Ooh, I can tell you've got one right there.
Yeah, stop yours making, is fake too, by the way.
Stop making fun of his Afrikaans accent.
Yes.
Are you vouching for it?
I am absolutely vouching for it. He does a fantastic job, and he's a lot better than those Lethal Weapon guys. Remember that accent?
Oh, I loved that one. Yeah, the apartheid Lethal Weapon. That was a great one.
You can't really argue with her.
Community.
Have you seen the film?
I haven't yet. I'm going to see it this weekend, though.
So you're vouching for something you haven't seen.
But she heard it.
Well, I've seen the trailers.
Yeah. She's just vouching for the accent.
I'm vouching for the accent.
Okay.
But
I'm not even vouching for your accent.
Yeah,
you like that?
My good friend Charlize Theron called me and said, you're faking it. Hey, Marika, or whatever your name is, how do we know you're not out killing Africans right now just to get diamonds? How do we know you're not one of those?
Part of the blood trade?
Yeah.
You know what? No one's actually ever asked me that, and there's no way I can disprove that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to see your green card, too, while you're at it. Oh, yeah. Now you're pretty quiet now, aren't you?
Don't have anything to say now, do I?
Calling the INS on your ass so fast.
Freaking Africans. They come over here and take our jobs. All right. Thank you for the call,
thank
baby.
You.
Have a good
thank
weekend.
That's a hot accent, though, isn't it? The Afrikaans?
Way hot.
She's
got to be hot.
No question, yeah. Let's go to Brenda in Mira Loma. Good morning, Brenda. What it do, baby boo? What's going on?
Do nephew and baby boo. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Well, yesterday I was the unlucky person to get called in for jury duty.
God damn it!
You're killing Bean here.
Bean has wanted to get jury duty for so long he can't figure it out.
My whole life.
I think I finally got a solution for his problem.
Okay, before you tell him the solution, I would like to tell you that I got an email and I printed it out and brought it in. I forgot to show it to Bean, but it's just a guy who took a picture of his jury summons.
No, that's right.
And it just says, in your face, Bean!
People are doing nothing. Please, now, all right, Brenda, let's hear what you got for me. How can I get on a jury?
Okay. Well, yesterday they told us that there were people that were complaining, us normal people complaining about getting called in twice a year. So what you got to do is what they said is, just making sure that your DMV records, like whatever you have on your license, like your name, your full name and your address, change it on your voter registration records, like just take out your middle name or put a P.O. box number or something like that to make it so that's two different records, because it's just a computer randomly selecting from those two records. So that's how you can get picked twice.
So Bean needs to freshen up his information somehow in the computer so he'll rise to the top.
Yep, pretty much. That's what they said.
But if they have a computer that selects it randomly, so you're saying my choices, I don't know how many people are in the state of Washington. There's probably 4 or 5 million people here, let's say. So my chances will be 2 in 5 million instead of 1 in 5 million? Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much. That's what they said.
Good luck with that, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a sure thing.
Good luck with that. I think they just found out that Bean has no peers, and that's it. Done.
Let's go to Jimmy and Walnut real quick. We got another Miss Double December story here from the gym.
Jimmy, good morning.
From the gym.
Hi, the gym.
Hey, I just want to say I was in my computer lab at college, and I was looking at the pictures from Miss Double December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the supervisor came around and thought I was looking at boring, kicked me out.
Well, you got kicked out of your computer lab because you were looking at Miss Double December photos on our website.
Yeah.
Awesome. Look, if you're going to have your pants around your ankles, you're going to give off the vibe that maybe you're looking at porn. That's the problem.
Yeah, you don't want to do that in the computer lab.
No, I was going to vote, and I didn't even get a chance to.
Yeah, well, your vote could have counted. Somebody else might have won, but it's your fault, man.
That's right, man. Thank you for that.
One vote was the difference.
That's right. It was up to one vote.
All right, are we up to Jason now?
Yeah, we're up to Jason now. Yeah. Jason, hi.
Kevin, Bean, Ralph, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Bean. What's going on, Jason?
I am an actor. I was on a TV show, Step by Step, and years ago, you guys made fun of me on the air, and ever since, I've been an avid fan.
Wait a minute. How did we make fun of you years ago? What did we say?
Well, it was, I think I was invited to a premiere, which is one of the only things my publicist could get me invited to at the time, because I was on Step by Step.
Right.
And I think I was being interviewed by someone. You had a new street guy, and I was sort of making fun of him, so therefore, you guys were like, oh, don't worry about him, he's on Step by Step.
Okay.
So basically, we discounted you as being somebody who's on Step by Step. Like, you're not even an actor at that point.
C celebrity status, definitely.
C celebrity, okay.
Right. So you're calling us today to tell us you've just been nominated for an Oscar and we were wrong, or what?
No, I'm calling to humiliate myself and use my celebrity status, my C celebrity status, to beg for tickets for the concert this weekend.
Well,
your timing's impeccable, Jason, really.
Yeah, right?
Because usually we hold all the tickets till just the day before, and that's when we really start giving them out.
What's your last name, Jason?
Marsden. Ralph will know. I played young Bert in the Back to the Bat Cave.
This is Jason Marsden. He played Robin. He played Bert Ward in the TV movie about Adam and Bert. And
Ralph,
he did a great job.
Ralph, I saw you on a rerun of Sex Cetera the other night. You're fantastic.
Thank you so much. Yes, my career in softcore pornography lives on forever.
All right, so you're sucking up to Ralph. That's good. But what celebrity are you talking about that you're trying to trade in for these tickets? That's what I don't get.
No, I'm the C celebrity.
And because we made fun of you, you kind of look at it like we owe you.
No. I'm completely at your mercy.
You're just
begging. I am genuflecting before you guys and sucking up.
Ralph, you have an extra pair for your buddy there?
Trust me, if I did, I would, because Jason did a great job as Burt Ward on that TV movie. I love that movie.
Jason,
I don't have any tickets.
Here's the real problem, if I could be honest with you, is that by now we have had so many people ask us for tickets, and so many of us have promised so many people tickets. Of course I can get
and
you
then
tickets.
And couldn't get them?
Yeah, call me on Friday. We're turning all our phones off today because
we're tapped out.
Like, we have to. Not only are we tapped out, but there's a lot of people who we promised tickets we can't give them to.
Well, I guess back to Craigslist for me then.
I'll tell you what you will enjoy is the Los Angeles Kings game that you're going to go see.
You did win tickets for that.
And you have no idea how much I love hockey.
Oh, you will. Have you ever been to a hockey game?
Actually, no, I haven't.
All right. Trust me when I tell you, you'll love it. And it's way better than some stupid concert.
Seriously. I think you guys are right. You're always right.
Okay. And they'll probably put you up on the big screen, too, say, this guy used to be on Step by Step.
Oh, I can only hope. Yay.
Dude,
Jason,
honestly, it's not a point of wanting or not wanting to give anyone tickets. We're so out right now.
And I'll tell you this, we would give them to you before we give them to Ashley Simpson, who apparently wants to come to the concert. You'd be ahead of her. Don't worry about that.
That's a true story. Jessica and Ashley asked to come to the show, and we said no to them.
Because
not so much.
Yeah, because Ashley Simpson, if you don't mind this story, Jason, this is a good one. She came last year, a couple of years ago, when?
Two years ago.
And we gave her tickets, and she came to the show, and she was backstage. And we tried to, like, set up, you know, just to talk to her, say hi or something like that. And she was the most rude bitch ever.
Yeah.
I'm not doing interviews, so leave me alone.
She was really somebody.
Yeah, I was like, F you. So then they called again this year and said, we'd like to come to the show. Uh-huh. We were like, no, you're not.
I love that.
Sorry. Slammed the door right in her new nose.
Well, you guys all right, make Jason. Me feel so much better. You've upped my status to status.
Well, we apologize, Jason. We totally do. We would give you tickets as well as a lot of people who email us, but we just don't have...
No.
We just can't do it. There's no way to do it. Yes, Lightning, who just walked into the studio.
Yeah, guys, on my cell phone, I have the Armenian comedian who thinks he deserves a pair of tickets.
Yeah, tell him we'll give him a great seats up front for a week from Saturday. From tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye Sam, now. We got tickets for you a week from Saturday.
Okay.
And you know, we also, thank you for all the calls. We
He's
also can't right. help you with, I got an email in the last 30 seconds that the headline is, my best friend has cancer. Yeah. And I know where that email's going, right?
There's a lot of horrible stories this year, I think more than usual.
Yeah.
And I believe the majority of them, I think there's a lot of sick people who are going through some hard times and stuff.
But I don't think these tickets are going to help you.
Well, that's not the only point. Like, if that's how we chose who goes, it would be a very sad building.
That's
true.
Full of wheelchairs.
Breathe oxygen. Giving each other CPR.
Hey, Gibson Ether, you feeling all right?
It does seem like this year we could fill up the entire venue with just people who have less than a year to live. I mean, it really does. So, all right. Thanks to our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today. And by guests, I mean guest, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. And, of course, how about another congratulations to Lauren A., Miss Double December 2007. We are very much forward, looking forward to meeting tomorrow at the Acoustic Christmas Concerts.
She's got to change her name to Lauren D.D., I think.
Yeah, I like it.
She's no A.
And she's no A. That's
North
true.
No A.
North true. We know exactly what you're saying.
But do you know her, sir?
Yes.
Are you sure, North
Yes. Yes.
Tomorrow. Why am I talking like this?
Listen, Lisa. Yes.
Lisa's so done with this show. Yeah. She's so asking for a job over on K-Hay or whatever the hell she wants to work.
That's it, yeah. Tomorrow we're going to start broadcasting in the afternoon, 4-ish. Or whenever we get there.
We'll be there at 4, Kevin.
We'll be there.
What time are you showing up? Bean and I will be on there at 4.
I have a very, very busy schedule, but I'll get there as soon as I can.
You and Psycho Mike, you're all busy every day of the week.
I got to train those people. So anyway.
We're coming in a helicopter.
All right. I bet you are.
So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you're going to start here. We're going to broadcast live on K-Rock all evening. We're going to have backstage interviews, celebrity interviews, all that kind of stuff. Some highlights from the stage on Saturday night. Exact same thing on Sunday night at K-Rock. And also, if you'd like to watch the show and you don't have tickets, you can see it at krock.com. You can watch every single song from every single band online, video. So that would be pretty cool, too.
Yep.
And then Monday, we'll have a full recap of that. We got, Devin Lane and Ginger Lynn and Christy Canyon coming in on Monday.
What?
We have
That's a 1-2-3-4-5-6 punch right there.
We have Eddie Griffin on the show on Monday, and, of course, the acoustic recap, and we're going to give away tickets for you to perform with one of the bands on stage, because it's going to be over, and people always go for that for some reason.
Oh, right. That's funny.
We give away front row tickets the day after, and people always go, yes, I can't believe it. So we'll do that tired old bit and laugh at somebody on Monday.
Okay.
Come on.
Nope.
I thought you said tired bits. My head went there right
away. That's not it at all, no.
You know, people eat turkey for Christmas, too.
Nope.
Maybe we can call the... We didn't get through this year.
Ham.
Maybe we can get through to the Butterball Turkey Hotline next week.
I'm not feeling that. Huh? No.
Don't forget that joint, my friend.
Come on.
Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed.
Don't forget that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana's bad. Okay.
Roll another one. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Spent.
And I need another hit.
Well, that's it, sir. You want to start the weekend? One more thing left.
And that's 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock with our pal Kat Corbett, including new Foo Fighters, also The Killers, Blink 182, Bad Religion, and more coming up on K-Rock.
Roll, 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 another one.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one.
Marijuana is delicious.
It seems to be about to end.
We're gonna
smoke
pot tonight.
Let's pass it around.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Who wants that joint, my friend? Let's pass it on down.
This concludes our broadcast day. The only time of the day I get to try out my Fred Schneider B-52's voice. Now try to get some sleep out there. Not bad. Getting better.
All right. Well, I'll leave you to say that, and I'll just thank you for joining me as you're saying that. Being from KROQ, I do appreciate you being on Showbiz tonight.
Thank you for having us. Puppa's out.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
You guys were so baked, you didn't sound anywhere near as good as you thought you did. I was in the audience.
And here we thought the weed was inspiring us.
See you guys, Seacrest, out, bye-bye.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.